escorted by her.
Begins in 4 minutes.
Sky Leamy is escorted by her parents, Chris and Chrissy Leamy.
You are listening to a broadcast by Texas Sports Productions. Coverage begins in 3 minutes. You are listening to a broadcast by Texas Sports Productions. Coverage begins in 2 minutes.
High school football presented by John Wayne Service Company is on the air. Texas Sports Productions brings you our 24th year of the best in San Antonio area high school football. This broadcast is being brought to you by Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, K-League Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Quarter Moon Plumbing, Branded Tees, Gridiron Heroes, San Antonio Express News, Fiesta Texas, Awards Mart, Friday Night Blitz, Altex Computers and Electronics, Texas A&M San Antonio, High School Football Showcase, and by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. Also brought to you by these Bernie area supporters, Smoky Moe's Barbecue, Sonora Bank, and Sierra Buick GMC, D1 Training, The Dog and Pony Grill, Kendall County Abstract, Mercedes-Benz of Bernie, Oak Hills Pest Control, Methodist Bernie Emergency Center, Soda Pops Cafe, Centennial Bank, and Ford of Bernie. And now, let's go to the game on TexasSportsProductions.com.
Hey, good evening. Welcome out to Bernie ISD Stadium for the final game of 2019, the regular season edition, is the Bernie champion Chargers welcome in the Alamo Heights Mules. Hi, everybody. Andrew Stossmeister along with Kerry Barbosa. Glad to have you with us here tonight as we welcome you on a chilly evening to week number 11. The champion Chargers, 8-1 on the season, have won 5 in a row, fresh off a victory against Memorial, 52-0 last Friday. They welcome in longtime rival Alamo Heights. The Mules are 3-6, currently 3-3 in the division. They need to win tonight to make it into the postseason. And bringing my partner now and Kerry Barbosa, trying to chase a few things down there with the win tonight. But Kerry, you look at it, I know, you know, for the Chargers, knowing that they've already locked up the second place thing, that they don't necessarily have a lot to play for, but it's Alamo Heights.
Yeah, and talking to Coach Kaiser during the week, he said, we're going to treat it like a regular game, he said, because we've had three games in a row where they've had kind of some lopsided games, and yet they beat Kennedy, they beat Memorial, they beat Uvalde, all half games where the starters played. So he wants them to get a regular game in, a full four quarters with the starters, and get them ready for the playoffs and go into the playoffs with on a positive note. So. Plus it's Heights, and so he wants them to have a good game tonight.
Lots to play for, certainly. And you look at the Chargers, a chance to pick up their ninth victory. You know, when Kaiser's groups have gotten to 10 or more, they've usually gone 3-4 weeks into the postseason. They have high hopes for that. As seniors being celebrated tonight as well. Luke Boyer having a big hug with his mom down there on the field. You know, all the seniors, you know, 33 of them. It just seems different for the Chargers this season. The group plays like a group. They like each other.
Yeah,
they really get around and enjoy being around each other.
Yeah, and when you go to volleyball matches and things like that, there's always a lot of football players hanging out together in the stands cheering on the volleyball team. So, yeah, they definitely hang out with each other, like each other. And that shows as a team. It really does show in your chemistry and your ability to work together. It really shows itself, and I think that's part of why they only have one loss this year.
Yeah, it's very, very evident so far. And the Chargers have a lot to play for here tonight, despite being in the playoffs. They actually know who they're playing, Leander Glenn next year, a new school out of the Austin area, basically, just a little bit further beyond. We'll be here at Bernie ISD Stadium next Friday at 7 o'clock. So what do you have to play for? Coach Kaiser says plenty. It's our rival. This is not a game we have to get really fired up for, and his defense has played especially well in the last five games. They are +7 in turnovers, and they've got 11 straight shutout corners. They take on a Mules team very, very desperate, Kerry. And, you know, you look at Alamo Heights, they have to win to make the playoffs. There is no scenario that they make it with a loss tonight.
Yeah, they have to win, and I understand they have to get some help. So, yeah, that's a tough spot to be in where you have to depend on somebody else. So, yeah, they're in a tough spot. You know, had a tough year, 3-6, I believe, coming into this game, and but kept their season alive, had a great second half against Lockhart, rallied in that game. They were down late, and they rallied. And so they know that they're playing for something tonight and that they can come from behind if they have to. And we saw kind of the old Alamo Heights magic in that game against Lockhart. So they've got everything to play for. So we're going to see their best shot tonight. We're going to see their best effort, that's for sure.
Coach Kaiser has talked about that there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of energy before the game, and distractions are part of it. It's a surreal moment. We watched that affect one team last night. We'll see if the Chargers can avoid that here tonight. It's Heights and Bernie champion coming up here on our pregame show presented by Frostbank and Smoky Moe's Barbecue. When we come back, we'll talk with the head man, Keith Kaiser, and then look at the postseason picture and what it looks like. We'll talk a little about who champion is playing and who's on the outside looking in and kind of what Heights has to do if they're hopeful they can make it to the postseason as well. This is High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company. Back with more next on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Smoky Moe's Barbecue, offering up real pit-smoked barbecue smoked throughout the day. From the traditional favorites of brisket, turkey, and sausage, tender ribs, to our chalk barbecue simmered in our signature sauce. And don't forget the sides, desserts, and sweet tea as well. Stop by Smoky Moe's and pick up a family pack. Or if you need to feed the team, call us for a group pack. Visit our Bernie location at River Road and Herf Ranch Road or online at SmokyMoesBBQ.com. Those who know, eat at Smoky Moe's.
It's high school football time, and John Wayne is right in the middle of the action. At the end of this game, one of the players will be chosen as the John Wayne Player of the Game. Go to JohnWayne.com right now and vote for the player who you think will win. Pick the correct player, and you'll win an awesome John Wayne Player of the Game hat. And just for playing, you'll have a chance to win the John Wayne $10,000 home makeover package, including air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical. Don't fumble. Go to JohnWayne.com and vote before the end of this game.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
Welcome back to the Frostbank pregame show presented by Smoky Mo's Barbecue. Andrew Stossmeister back ahead of Bernie Champion getting a chance to take on Alamo Heights. And you're joined with Coach Keith Kaiser. Everybody's on the field warming up, grabbing footballs, and I think they're ready to go. Don't you think, Coach?
Well, you know, it's recess time, and I tell you, the kids love that part. I hate it. I try not to watch it, so I'm going to turn this way so I don't even have to watch that. But it's our kids are excited about this opportunity. They sure are.
Yeah, certainly the case. You guys have won five in a row. I mean, you know, we've talked about it multiple times. I mean, there's 5-6 points separating what's a perfect season at this point. But a lot of positive. And, you know, last week against Memorial, I thought you guys got in some quality work, especially in the first two quarters.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, our plan was to go out quick and, you know, just kind of put the game away, take hope away, but still get our starters, you know, at least 15, 16 plays, and then get our next guys in and make sure that they're getting ready for the playoffs.
Well, and that's what it's all about right now. You guys are in. You know where you're at. You already actually have your playoff game against Leander Glenn scheduled for next week. That's kind of an interesting deal where it doesn't put a lot of emphasis on this game from, you know, seedings, but this is your rival, Alamo Heights.
Yeah, it is, and our kids know it. It's not something, you know, we don't really have to talk about this week because – it's such a big game in our community and theirs too. And, you know, this game always means enough for both of us. And we can both be 0-9 right now. And it's going to be the biggest game of the year. And, you know, and especially with us getting ready for the playoffs, we want to make sure we're taking steps in the right direction, playing our best football.
We're talking with head coach Keith Kaiser of Bernie Champion. And, Coach, you talk about that. I mean, your starters have played 6 of the last 10 quarters. I mean, you know, the last three games, you haven't gotten as much work in as you'd like. And because of that, it kind of tweaks the approach about, hey, this needs to be a mock playoff game tonight.
It did. And, you know, those were kind of our words to the kids and my words to our coaches. You know, we wanted to make sure that we are treating this with the emphasis of this is the first round of playoffs because we want to feel good about where we're at.
Well, you talk about one of the things that's really, I think, sparked that. You know, offense is exciting to talk about, but defensively you guys have been so strong. You guys are +7 in your current five-game winning streak. I mean, you turn people over, you get extra possessions. That's what it takes to win games and be in games in November and December.
It will, and especially, you know, I mean, from tonight and on forward, you know, turnovers and field position become such a key factor because, I mean, Heights has a very good football team. They're just, you know, they've gone through some injuries and there are a couple of plays from having a whole different conversation. But, you know, we definitely, you know, we're looking for opportunities to get an extra possession, whether it's in special teams or on our defense.
Well, what a great, you know, setup for tonight, knowing that they have to play with desperation. They have to win tonight just to have a chance. And then even then, it's not necessarily guaranteed, which means, you know, this is a great setting for the playoffs, knowing that, hey, if you don't play well, you can lose.
Yeah, you know, it is. And I think they're going to come out with all guns a-blazing and try – I wouldn't be surprised to see a double pass on the first play, anything and everything. And then, you know, we've got, you know, we want to survive that initial drive for them, and then we want to take it to them.
You know it really well, you know, prepping for that spread offense. You know, you're probably going to see 50-some passes tonight. What's the challenge of that this week in preparing for a team that likes to do that?
get pressure on the quarterback. You know, he is I don't feel like he's very comfortable, you know, under pressure, and we want to get pressure to him and get him to make some bad decisions.
Yeah, certainly a great one. Coach, before I let you go, 33 seniors tonight, you know, get a chance. We talked about how nice it is to be able to offer your seniors, you know, a final chance to play here in the regular season. What have they meant to you as the head coach?
You know, this has been a special group. It really is, because they, and I tell them over and over, we had our senior lap on Wednesday, and, you know, they like each other. And that's a big deal. And I know it's so easily said, and people out there are probably hearing, they like it. They should like it. Well, no, not necessarily. And they support each other, and they root for each other. And it doesn't matter who's on the field. They want that kid to do well. And it's a trickle-down effect to our juniors and sophomores. You know, it's showing them how the game should be played, what a team looks like.
Yeah, it's certainly a fun group to watch. And you know what? They'll get to play together tonight in a little bit of cold weather. It feels like playoff weather, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll be like the Packers and Bears, I guess.
I love that, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
That is head coach Keith Kaiser joining us here on the Frostbank pregame show. We got more coming up next right here on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
You need t-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
Both North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus at Dominion have earned the prestigious Elite of Lexus Award every year in business. That's 24 straight years of excellence for North Park Lexus of San Antonio. Visit either North Park Lexus location and test drive the Boulder 2020 Lexus RX 350 with a sporty stance and a refined interior that now includes a 12.3-inch touchscreen display. And for the first time ever, Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today. 293-6700.
License number TXCLA-1785C.
If you're looking for high school sports coverage that leaps off the page, turn to the San Antonio Express News. The Express News brings you front row coverage on local sporting events with emotion-filled photographs, the latest scores, sports news, columns, headlines, and more. You'll fully experience the high school sports scene with the San Antonio Express News. Subscribe today at expressnews.com.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
High school football is all about tradition, family, and Friday night spirit.
Just like Quarterman Plumbing and AC, we tackle every inconvenient plumbing or AC problem with pride, tradition, and at a fair price.
Call Quarterman Plumbing and Air Conditioning at 651-5899. We're proud to be a part of a Friday night Texas tradition.
Goal!
That's the wrong football, Nigel.
Quarter Moon Plumbing and AC, 651-5899. License number M13229, TACLA 0007435E.
And we welcome you back to the Frostbank pregame show presented by Smoky Mo's Barbecue. Bernie Champion hosting Alamo Heights tonight. Heights has to win to get into the playoffs. Bernie Champion is already the number two seed. They take on Leander Glenn. As we welcome you back here at Bernie ISD Stadium along with Kerry Barbosa, I'm Andrew Stossmeister. And Kerry, you start looking at this playoff picture. You know, we've talked about it already. For Champion, they're already in. In fact, their playoff game is already scheduled for next Friday against Leander Glenn. Leander Glenn is a new school that popped up just north and west a little bit of Austin literally 3 years ago. They've had a nice program. They were in the playoffs a year ago and won a first-round game. And, you know, they're very similar to Veterans Memorial and have a mix of what Medina Valley does offensively with they spread you out and they try to run it. But that's an interesting draw, certainly, for the Chargers. They do know about that for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, so that means they probably get the chance to scout a little bit since they know. And that area is a very populous area. It's growing really fast, and you've got some really good teams in that area that they're a part of. So, it's not going to be an easy game, that's for sure. And I was talking to one of the coaches before the game. He said they got some good players, some good skill players, good running backs. So, you know, there's sometimes in the playoffs, depending on the district you're pitted up against, you get a good matchup, and sometimes you get a tougher one. This will be a tough one for them, but the good thing is you're at home, and you're playing in the familiar surroundings and hopefully in front of a big crowd, and so hopefully that'll be the difference for the Chargers.
Well, the good news is they already know where they are, so there's, you know, nothing affects tonight. You know, they could play great, they could play not so great. Obviously, that's not what they're hoping to be able to do, but you know, it's the same deal regardless. On the other side of the bracket, everybody's been asking, well, who are they going to play next? Well, it's going to come down to either Cal Allen, which, you know, surprise, or Port Lavaca, Calhoun, who's also a real good football team. You either potentially see them in the second or the third round. Both of those teams are great. I mean, plain and simple, they're real, real good teams.
Yeah, and, you know, Champion kind of has a history with Cal Allen. I think they've played them three times in the playoffs, and they're 0-3. So that's a tough one for them. So, Coach Kaiser feels like he's wants to get that victory. And the first time they played was in the Alamo Dome, and Coach Dredgill was the head coach. And then the last two that they met, Coach Kaiser was a part of that a few years ago. And so they're very good, historically very good. Used to playing into Thanksgiving usually, and so playing Thanksgiving weekend is not a big deal for them. And it wasn't when they played the Chargers. Lose to a team two or three times, you want to see them again. You
absolutely
want to beat
them. Yeah.
So that's the motivation for the Chargers if they get to that round.
They're hoping they can get there, but obviously first thing is first. The rest of the district is confusing minus Tyvee. They are the district champs in District 14 in Class 5A. Division 2. So they are number one in the division. While Champion, they're the number two seed. Medina Valley is currently the third seed. Now, here's where it starts to get a little fuzzy, because if they were to upset Tyvee tonight, they would clinch the third spot, and that's where they would be at. If they lose, they are not guaranteed a playoff spot, as it was explained to me tonight. Again, Medina Valley likely is going to be in, but there are no guarantees in this game. And it really comes down to the Lockhart game and the Uvalde game. And that affects Medina Valley's that affects Alamo Heights' chances greatly. Heights, the only way they get in, they're currently the fourth seed. They have to win tonight. A loss and they will not make it, regardless of any of the other games that are going on. But Medina Valley and Heights and Lockhart have a chance for a three-way tie. If that ends up happening, if Heights wins, which is the only way that occurs, and Medina Valley loses, Lockhart would also have to win. That would mean, as I understand it, that Lockhart and Heights would be the two teams that are in based on their point value as that goes. It does not go back to a head-to-head, but it's very – it's confusing. I mean, because it's just – and I had it one way when I got to the stadium tonight, and I felt pretty confident about it. But Coach Kaiser said, no, we're one of those odd districts where we don't, you know, kick anybody out for the points. It's, you know, you kick them out, and then you go back to the points, and they still matter. It doesn't go to the head-to-head in that particular phrase. So as I understand it, that's the case. So here, let me make this as simple as I possibly can. For Alamo Heights to get in, they have to win, and – Lockhart must lose to Uvalde. Plain and simple. That's how that has to go. The other thing that has to happen is if Medina Valley wins, they will be guaranteed the third spot. With a loss, they could slip to fourth. It depends
on what happens. The other scenario that's really, really weird is if Uvalde ends up winning tonight, they would be tied potentially. If Uvalde and Alamo Heights lose and Medina Valley loses, let me back that up. So if Uvalde wins, Lockhart loses, Alamo Heights loses, and Medina Valley all lose, it would be Kerrville Tyvee, Champion, Medina Valley, and Uvalde as the four teams that get into the playoffs. So there's a lot to be decided tonight. We'll continue to monitor that as it is going. On the opposite side of the district, District 13, which is where Leander Glenn is at, they have clinched. They're hosting Bastrop, Bastrop tonight, who is 5-4, but I believe Bastrop has not made it. The Leander Glenn School, again, as we mentioned, opened back in 2016. Eastview is going to be the fourth-place team. They actually will take on Tyvee next Friday at 7 p.m. It's going to be a cold one tonight, but the 33 seniors have been honored and about ready to make their way out onto the field here tonight to begin pregame festivities. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout here on our pregame show presented by Frostbank and Smoky Moe's Barbecue. When we come back, we'll take a look at who those 33 seniors are, what they've meant to this program, also get you our keys to the game presented by North Park Lexus, and prepare for kickoff in this rivalry game between the Alamo Heights Mules visiting the Bernie Champion Chargers. That's next here on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
In 2016, more than 4,300 people were killed in crashes involving large trucks in the U.S. Semi-trucks, which weigh 20 to 30 times as much as passenger cars, can cause severe injuries in the event of a wreck. Tired and distracted truck drivers and defective equipment are common causes of trucking accidents. Thomas J. Henry has been helping 18-wheeler accident victims for more than 25 years. 210-656-1000, San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas.
Smoky Moe's Barbecue, offering up real pit-smoked barbecue smoked throughout the day. From the traditional favorites of brisket, turkey, and sausage, tender ribs, to our chalk barbecue simmered in our signature sauce. And don't forget the sides, desserts, and sweet tea as well. Stop by Smoky Moe's and pick up a family pack. Or if you need to feed the team, call us for a group pack. Visit our Bernie location at River Road and Herf Ranch Road or online at SmokyMoesBBQ.com. Those who know, eat at Smoky Moe's.
Start your journey at FordofBernie.com.
Hard work, dedication, and a commitment to excellence. These are the true signs of a champ and what you can expect when you do business at Ford of Bernie. Hard work and trucks to family-friendly SUVs. Tackle a hometown deal from your hometown team at Ford of Bernie. Ford of Bernie wishes both teams a safe and hard-fought game.
Go Bernie!
Start your journey at FordofBernie.com.
And we welcome you back to our pregame show presented by Frostbank and Smoky Moe's Barbecue ahead of the Champion Chargers hosting the Alamo Heights Mules. Chargers are already the number 2 seed in their district in District number 14. The Mules need to win tonight to make the postseason and avoid a difficult year for them. They're just 3-6 overall. This is the 15th meeting with these two schools since 2004. Champion has won 4 of the last 5, but Heights won the last time in this building. And these two coaches know each other well. They go back. I mean, Kaiser spent a little bit of time at Heights way back when. And it was great listening to both Kaiser and Mike Norman, the head coach of the Mules. They talked to Dave Parker's doing another broadcast tonight. And, you know, I know that was they were kind of joking with each other because Coach Parker was Coach Kaiser's coach back at MacArthur, you know, 100 years ago, as I told those guys.
Yeah, and he has I remember that one time I worked with Dave on a game, and he was telling me some Kaiser stories that I don't know. Coach Kaiser really liked those stories being repeated.
I don't think so. He probably wouldn't. It's kind of that deal. But, they go back. And even Coach Norman, you know, there's a great respect between the two guys. They obviously, you know, as soon as they put the ball up, I mean, each one is coming for the other. But they know each other well. They are friends. They would consider themselves friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good, healthy rivalry to have with them.
Yeah, and this is a great rivalry. It's an intense rivalry. I remember when it was just Bernie High and Alamo Heights. They were in the same district for a lot of years. And talking to Stan Leach, he was the basketball coach for 30 years at Bernie. And I asked him one time when he hit 800 wins, I said, "So what do you remember the most?" And he said, "A lot of the Alamo Heights games stand out to me."
Yeah.
He says, "I remember those." And I remember 1 year Bernie played Alamo Heights here, just right across the parking lot, and it was standing room only. Then the fire department had to wouldn't let any more people in for a Bernie Heights game. So this is a special rivalry. It's intense though, and yeah, those kids like each other. They play baseball together and they know each other. But man, when the whistle blows, they go at each other like they're the worst enemy from the old neighborhood. They go at it. They'll go at it tonight.
Yeah, it should be very exciting and a lot to play for, certainly on the other side. Again, it's a whiteout night. It is parents' night, so a lot of parents are here. It's going to be a good crowd, and quite honestly, temperatures look like they're going to cooperate and be pretty good before it's all said and done. We'll finish in the 40s, but 52 as we get started. Winds between 10 and 15 miles per hour, and that number actually drops the longer the evening wears on. But we talked about a parents' night, all the band kids, the training
cheerleaders,
kids, the cheerleaders,
dance team.
Yeah, and then not to mention they get 33 football players that are honored tonight before the game. So they had to take about a half hour to get through all of that. Everybody's certainly very fired up. And, you know, despite, like we said, the Chargers are convinced, you know, they don't have to play all their people. But in the same token, they do because they have not gotten all their starters out there all together for a while, it seems like, Gary.
Yeah, they had three games in a row. They played half a game, the starters, if even that much. In that Memorial and Kennedy games, middle of the second quarter, they were out. So, yeah, they don't want to go into a playoff game having four straight games and playing half a game or so. Tonight is a tune-up game. It's a get ready for the playoff game, and they've had chance to rest some guys in the last 3 weeks, and so this approach tonight is let's get ready for the playoffs. Let's make sure we're firing on all cylinders tonight.
Now, right now they're going to have the presentation of the colors, so we'll take our final timeout. When we come back, we'll have our keys to victory brought to us by North Park Lexus right here on Texas Sports Productions and Bernie Radio 103.9.
For over 40 years, Oak Hills Pest Control has been serving the greater Bernie and Hill Country area with all of its pest management needs. Established in a small office on Main Street in 1977, Oak Hills Pest Control is family-owned and committed to serving the Bernie community. Call 830-816-2030 and set up an appointment today. Oak Hills Pest Control, proud supporters of the Greyhounds and the Chargers.
Bernie football fans know the place to hang out is the Dog and Pony Grill. There's great food, great drinks, and a fantastic atmosphere with live music, an outdoor basketball court, and kids' play area. Dog and Pony has it all. Join us each Monday night from 6 to 7 at the Dog and Pony Grill for the Centennial Bank Coaches Show. Each week, we will talk local football with the coaches of Bernie High, Champion, and Geneva. The Dog and Pony Grill on Main Street, just off I-10, and online at dogandponygrill.com.
Looking to take your PC gaming to the next level? Visit your local Altex Computers and Electronics store and upgrade to the latest gaming hardware from top brands such as MSI, Asus, EVGA, Corsair, and more. Altex has aisles and aisles of gaming hardware to choose from, so you can stop worrying about that loading screen and start taking your game to the next level. They have knowledgeable sales associates standing by to answer any and all questions related to today's technology. Can't make it to the store? Visit Altex.com for great pricing, store pickup options, and fast free shipping on thousands of items. Altex, keeping you connected since 1980.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Soda Pops and Sugar Shack have something yummy for everyone. An unforgettable step back into time. Old school burger joint, ice cream parlor, and arcade. Soda Pops Patio Grill and Bar and Sugar Shack at 103 North Main Street in Bernie.
Methodist Bernie Emergency Center gives Bernie a high level of 24/7 emergency care, plus the resources of an acute care hospital for more serious illnesses or injuries. Proud to support its community. Call 830-331-3000 or berniehealth.com.
47 years of low prices. That's Ansira Buick GMC Trucks in Bernie. We're your new and pre-owned car, truck, and SUV store on I-10 West at exit 543. Whether it's your first car or your next car, you can find it at Ansira. Plus, if you need service, Ansira has the top-rated Buick GMC service center in the area. We're your family-owned and operated Buick and GMC truck store. Ansira Buick GMC Trucks, I-10 West, exit 543 in Bernie.
Welcome out to Bernie ISD Stadium for Rivalry Week here, week number 11, the final week of the regular season. Tonight, the Bernie champion Chargers take on the Alamo Heights Mules. The Chargers are 8-1, 5-1. They'll be the second-place team in District 14. The Mules are playing for their playoff life. They have to win tonight and get some help in a couple of other games that are going on. Right now it's time for our Keys to Victory brought to us by North Park Lexus. Kerry Barbosa, you look at it for the Chargers. The starters haven't gotten a lot of time the last few games. What do you see them having to do well to get off to a good start against the Mules?
Well, they got to bring some intensity against these guys. But, you know, it's Alamo Heights, so I don't think Coach Kaiser has to worry about that. But they need a fast start, I think, and get out, and these guys, the starters, got to make sure they're in shape, you know, going into that game. So you need a good, strong game, and I think you have to have a good start against the Mules. Take away hope early, because they're struggling this year. Get a big lead on them early and make them struggle. And I think if you're Heights, I think you got to come out. You can't leave anything on the field. This might be your last game, and so whatever you've got, trick plays, anything, I think you just got to leave it all out in the field tonight.
Mike Norman, talking with him pregame, we talked about, wanting his team to be hungry here tonight. And Coach Kaiser was right next to him listening, and we kind of had the conversation, the three of us, but he said, hey, look, it's pretty simple. They don't like us. We don't like them, especially when we get on the field. We can talk afterwards, away from things, but they are desperate, and desperate teams do desperate things, and oftentimes you can see a lot of good from that. Coach Kaiser said it's a great test of a playoff team and where they are at mentally in the football game. Those are our keys to victory brought to us tonight by North Park Lexus. The champion Chargers and the Alamo Heights Mules, they meet for the 15th time tonight since 2004. Champion has won four of the last five, but Heights won the last time it was here as the champion Chargers have won the toss, and Coach Kaiser has his group that's going to get it first. Starters look like this. Quickly, Harrison Moskow, a senior, is the left tackle in his 10th start of the year. Dalton Vance will be the left guard, a senior, 6'1", 240 pounds. Preston Ball is the junior center. Jamie Ortegan is the right guard. Duke Nelson, otherwise known by Robert to mom and dad, who are here tonight, he is the starting right tackle in his 8th start of the year. The receivers, Davis Pike on one side, J.C. Moreno, the 6-foot senior on the other, Ryan Brandon, a sophomore, and junior tight end Reed Cantrell. And then you got the two seniors that have been playing a lot of football for the champion Chargers, Tamari Jenkins, 5'10", 170 pounds, and Luke Boyers, 5'11", 190-pound baseball player who's thrown for over 3,000 yards in his high school career. This season has 1,458 yards passing, 16 touchdowns, averaging 234 total yards per game. He runs it pretty well as well with 13 rushing touchdowns. Those two guys are the top two rushers in the district. The top passer is on Alamo Heights' sideline, but he is not the starter tonight. That's a major area of emphasis. Kobe Love has been starting, but Cole Crosby, who played some last week, will get the call here tonight. Ready to go for the opening kickoff. Ball is on the tee. Cole Crosby will be kicking tonight a little bit more than he's used to doing. We also are going to see Bowen Fjord play a little bit more offense. That's been a new role that he's been assigned to lately, and I think he's pleased to go with it as the crowd is here. It's a good one tonight. Chargers have brought a lot of fans at Heights. I'm sure they will be loud and ready to go in their white jerseys and royal blue pants. And here we go from Bernie ISD Stadium. Deep kick. Ryan Brandon looks at it go over his head into the end zone. And it'll come out to the 25-yard line after the touchback on the kick from Cole Crosby. Leo Osigara is one tackle. Boonhead Heatrick is the nose guard at 285 pounds, 6'5". He's a big dude. Curtis Gunn, Alex Arnold, Rowan Irwin, Parker Klump, and Gage Maples are the linebackers. Jaden Scott and Jackson Veal are the safeties. Josh Galindo and Will Stetson are the starting corners for the 3-6 Alamo Heights Mules. First down and 10, Luke Boyers and Tamari Jenkins in the backfield, offset to the left from the 25-yard line. Is Boyers keeping it, running to his left. Now he makes it outside the left tackle and gets to the 26-yard line. That is it. Good speed pursuit that time by Jaden Scott, who makes the tackle. It's only a gain of 2 yards. It'll be second and 8.
I tell you, Alamo Heights has some good size on that front line. We don't have heights and weights listed on our roster, but they got some good size on that front.
Yeah, they are a big front. Boone Heatrick is 6'5", he looks like it. Second down, wide receiver screen pass left. Ryan Brandon makes the grab up to the 30, steps his way up to the 31 before he is taken down by Rowan Irwin. That's a gain of 5 yards. They'll bring up third down officially in 4. They did not give Luke a very good spot on that opening play, so it brings up the first third down of the night where the Chargers are converting at 37% this season. Boyers continues to throw it very well. Ryan Brandon has been a favorite target here as a lady at 5 catches a week ago. This is third down and 4 at the 31-yard line. Shotgun snap, throw to the left side. It's Cantrell, the tight end, makes the grab, goes down this left sideline up to the 43-yard line. It has a first down as the ball popped up at the end. It doesn't matter into the decision. It is a first down, and the Chargers move the chains for the first time tonight.
Yeah, caught it right at the marker. Made a nice little move, got to the sideline, and then fumbled it going out. But like you said, it was still champion's ball.
Reed Cantrell's 37th catch of the season. Trips right, first and 10 from the 42. Boyer's in trouble, can't get away from anybody, and he is sacked. Rowan Irwin blitzing through, makes the sack back of the 38-yard line. It is a loss of 5 yards, the ring of second and 15.
Well, champion Travis obviously trying to get Boyers involved in that running game since he's our second leading rusher, and two times in Alamo Heights has snuffed that play out pretty well.
Connor Lee goes wide right. Cantrell and Brandon create the trips. Second and 15. Looking for the back shoulder fade as Boyers throws it up. Cantrell down the left sideline is open, but off his fingertips at the 30-yard line, incomplete. Coverage applied by Josh Galindo, and it'll be third down and long for the Chargers.
That's a pretty good throw by Boyers. Little ahead of the receiver, but Cantrell's a big guy, and he needed to be an inch or two taller, I think, to catch that ball. Just a little bit out of his reach.
Chargers scoring a lot of points this season, 40 per game. They've outscored teams 233-78 in the first half this season. That's 26-8, by the way, as you try to convert that. Alamo Heights, they have struggled mightily to score points in the last 2 weeks. They lost to Medina Valley a week ago, got hammered by Tyvee a few weeks back. This is third and 15. Chargers need the 48 on the other side. Boyers to throw, steps up in the pocket, looking to his right. He wants to run. Now he tucks it, cuts up at the 40, up to the 45, and out of bounds on his half of the 48-yard line. It's going to be a run of 10 yards, but it'll bring up fourth down and about 4, maybe call it 5 yards to go.
Well, only a 3-man rush that time by the Mules, but they did have two linebackers, kind of spying on Boyers. That was a decent enough gain that it made you wonder if they would go for it, but it looks like they got the punter out here.
Important stop for the Alamo Heights Mules. 10:20 to play. We're in the first quarter. One first down and a punt is Carson Kaiser, who punted twice a week ago. An average of 47 yards per punt, has one man back, George Flesher. As Kaiser's punt is away, it is high, it is spiraling, it will hit at the 20, and it'll take a Charger bounce to the 16, call it the 17-yard line, before it is downed. It is a punt of 36 yards. There is no return, and Alamo Heights will get it for the first time. And it brings us to one of our big key points to start this game, Kerry. Kobe Love, the top passer in the district coming in. A lot of interceptions in his last few games. They don't like his leadership, so instead they turn to Cole Crosby here tonight.
Yeah, and we'll see how long they'll stick with Crosby. You know, in a game like this, I think it's kind of all hands on deck. You need everybody out there. Whoever's going to help you win, I think that's who you go with.
Bunch wide receivers to the right. It'll be a lot of throwing and out of the shotgun as a man goes in motion right to left. Campbell C. First and 10 from inside the 12-yard line as Crosby keeps it on in an option. He runs to the 15 and is pulled down at the hash marks. First man there to say hello is on the outside with Garrett Menzies and Jaden Neves after their gain of 4 yards.
Yeah, Alamo Heights, again, we talk about that size on the defensive line. Their offensive line, they've got some big boys up front as well.
They do. They block very well. Trumas, who is a left tackle at 220, is one of the smaller guys. 285, 210, 250 up there on front. Second down and 6. There is no score. between the Mules and the champion Chargers. Again, bunch set to the right. Man in motion is Campbell C. They fake it to him. Screen pass in the middle of the field, and Bowen Fjord covers it up as he takes George Flesher, the tailback, to the deck after a gain of 2 yards. Bowen saw it coming right away and made sure it was a minimal gain. It'll be third down and three.
Yeah, did a good job, Bowen, not going for that fake. They faked it to the back in motion, and then they just threw it a little screen pass up the middle. Bowen stayed at home on that. And kept him short game.
Nose of the football on the 19-yard line. Halemo Heights this year averaging 320 yards per game offensively. Scoring, though, just 29. That's almost 12 less than a year ago. Man in short motion to the left is Aaron Proctor, who has 62 catches this season. Now they'll send out Blake Berkey to the right side. Third and three. Crosby to throw. Looks to the right side. Has a man, but way too tall. Incomplete. Coverage applied out there in the left flat by Lane Wood, and it's three and out and a punt for the visiting Mules of Alamo Heights. Good stand defensively by the Chargers.
Yeah, and kind of fortunate right there that the receiver was open. He just sailed it a little high on him, but had more time, I think, than he thought. Kind of rushed that throw. He gets it to him. It's a first down.
Fogbean has been the punter most of the year. He is back. It looks like it's actually Crosby who goes back to punt this thing away from his own five. Kick is away. It is high. Bowen Fjord is back. Two punt return touchdowns this season as Bowen drops it at his own 46-yard line. It bounced right off him, and there's a scrum at the 46 as the officials coming over to take a look. So it looks like Bowen got it back. Yeah. He wrestled it away underneath from a big fella in Garrett Whitaker, and the Chargers are fortunate to keep it as Bowen Fjord, who that time was pretty early on that fair catch, almost gave it for the Chargers.
Yeah, and Heights did a good job getting down there. There was pressure on him. Defender was about a yard away when he fumbled it. That's why there was such a battle for it.
It's a good punt. It's 39 yards, no return. First and 10 for Champion. They go right to left towards the north end zone. Out of the shotgun is Luke Boyers. Jenkins to his left. Tamari's first carry of the game, running right between the hash marks by Preston Ball up to midfield and falling forward onto the 49, it looked like, of Alamo Heights. It's a gain of 4 yards. It'll bring up second and six. Tamari Jenkins averaging 125 yards rushing per game, 1,100 and now 30 yards on the season. He's got 13 touchdowns. Clock at 8:09 in the first quarter. Second and six. Boyers to throw it over the middle right. Has Brandon for a first down at the 42-yard line before he is chucked to the deck over there by Harrison Flume. But a nice throw by Boyers. He collects 8 yards and a first down.
And first time into Mules territory. And Chargers are in a hurry up right now.
Trying to move everybody around. Somebody is limping a little bit, and now they get him back to the other side. That's Duke Nelson, who becomes an extra tight end. He covers up one of those wide receivers, looking to hand it off to Brandon. Sweep to the left side of the 40 on first and 10, up to the 30. Out of bounds he goes, inside the 28-yard line to the 27. Pick up a 14 yards before he's hauled down to the deck. Out there off of the edge, Parker Klump was out there along with Jaden Scott, but Brandon showing off the speed.
Yeah, that was a good play call. They had everybody bunched up on that right side and then ran the other way.
First and 10 from the 26. Look going in as that pass is off the fingers in the left flat for Brandon. Incomplete pass, second miss for Boyers tonight. Is Ryan Brandon, how much has he really changed in the game plan in the last 3 weeks? Now 22 catches for 255 yards.
Yeah, he's come on strong in the last two or three games, like you said. He's had great presence out there.
Empty set on second and 10. Boyers to throw. Doesn't see it coming. Is sacked back of the 34-yard line. Great job off of the edge. Gage Maples, the returning outside backer. He's the primary rush guy. It is a loss on the play of 7, and it'll bring up third down and long. Great job by Maples, but Boyers never saw him coming. Second sack.
Never saw him. Quarterbacks kind of have a feel for that. You know, you can't stand in there too long. You got to get rid of it at a certain point, but this might be two down territory, so you don't have to necessarily get all 17 yards here. Maybe just get a good chunk and then maybe go for it on fourth down.
Moreno and Brandon to the right. Reed Cantrell comes by himself to the left. Got a blocking tight end, Connor Lee, out there as well. Third down and 17. Boyers to throw. Looks to Cantrell, who sticks his foot on the ground. He makes the grab at the 16-yard line, and down he goes. He almost got the first down. He gets 16 yards. It'll be fourth down and one. Great open field tackle is made in the flat out there by Joe Ramirez.
Yeah, just a nice back shoulder throw to Cantrell. Just throwing his back shoulder. He made a nice catch. Good job on the tackle, keeping him from getting that first down.
So now the Chargers do go for it. They were one of three a week ago. They need 1 yard. Boyer's keeping it all the way. Gets a block from Jenkins. Runs inside the 15 to the 13-yard line before he is taken down by Rowan Irwin. First down Chargers as they pick up five on the legs of their senior quarterback.
Yeah, that's the first run for Boyer that's been a positive gain. He's had a no-gainer and a negative, so that was a good job by him getting positive yards, getting that first down, move the chains.
To the 12-yard line, two receivers left. It's Cantrell and Brandon, one receiver to the right, Moreno by himself. Shotgun snap as the handoff goes over to Tamari Jenkins, waits for his patience as he cuts it up right off of his right guard to the 8-yard line and is tackled down at the 6. They give him a little bit more. It is a pickup on first down and 10 of 6 yards.
Good job being patient on that run, letting his blockers do their work, slows down, and then once they hit their defensive line assignments, then he speeds it up, turns it on.
Tamari ran 12 times for 96 yards a week ago. Clock at 5:40 and ticking. Chargers looking for the first points of the game as the quarterback, Boyers, keeps it. He lowers his shoulder to the 1, and a pile up right there as they drop him down. They'll say he's short of the goal line. He picks up a first down and a run of 5.5 yards. It'll be goal to go for champion.
Yeah, first and goal at the 1. So you got 4 cracks at this, so let's see what you got here.
Boyer's offset of Jenkins. Turns right, gives it off to Tamari. The senior is stopped short of the line to gain as Gage Maples got to him quickly and brought down the 170-pound running back. It'll be second and goal at the 1.
Man, looks like they spotted him back a yard maybe.
Well, this has been an area that Champion is trying to work on and get better in. They've not really been strong inside that 5-yard line. And, you know, it hasn't mattered to this point, but it starts mattering, obviously, this week and going forward.
And this is why I think this is 4-down territory, because this game, like you said, the outcome doesn't affect the Chargers. So why not go for it on 4th down?
Lee and Moreno to the right, Cantrell and Brandon to the left. Here comes Brandon in motion, left to right, across the formation, turn right, play action, quick slant over the middle, into the end zone, touchdown, as it's brought in by Reed Cantrell, his 7th receiving touchdown of the season. And the Chargers on the board first with 4:46 to play in the first quarter.
Well, Cantrell's having a good night so far already. We've called his name several times. He had that one throw that was incomplete, but he was open on that play. He had a 17-yard catch, I believe, earlier, and then he has a touchdown. So he's got a good matchup on that left side, and Boyer's looking his way a lot tonight so far.
Luke tonight over now 1,500 yards passing in his senior season. That is his 17th touchdown pass. Extra point try from Will Wallace as the left footer on his way up, and that one is right through the post. And the Chargers take a 7-0 lead with 4:46 to play in the first quarter. You're listening to High School Football, presented by John Wayne Service Company on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Since 1934, Centennial Bank has been cultivating ambitions across the great state of Texas. From the Panhandle and Lubbock to Austin and the Hill Country, our bankers are here to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. We understand, appreciate, and deliver community bank mentality with national bank capacity. Visit our banking center at 1689 River Road and experience the Centennial Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
4:46 to play on Parents Night here for the Champion Chargers in their final home regular season game. They will have a postseason game next weekend here against Leander Glenn, but after a first drive, 1 first down pickup, and then a punt, the Chargers defense stands tall. They get a 3-and-out and take advantage of the short field, Kerry Barbosa.
Yeah, they go 11 plays, 54 yards, took 3:46 off the clock on that drive, and had a 1 4th down conversion on that 4th and 1.
Well, remember, it was close initially as Bowen Fjord narrowly took the possession away, dropped the kickoff, or the punt, and was able to wrestle it away at the bottom of the pile. Wilbur Ramirez kicking into the wind. It's a high kick. It's a short kick up to the 17-yard line before it's finally caught out there by George Flesher. He's through to the 35, up to the 38 before he is hauled down right there by Jaden Nevis. And it'll be good field position for Alamo Heights. Again, a different quarterback tonight. They did play a little bit of Cole Crosby a week ago. He was 5 of 12 for 26 yards. He had a touchdown pass and 1 interception. But, you know, it's one of those things where you look and you say, you don't have Colby Love out there who's thrown for almost 2,000 yards this season.
Yeah, and we'll see how long that lasts. Like I said, Mule's still looking for the first down of the game.
Alamo Heights takes over with 4:38 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Bernie Champion is... Senior Cole Crosby playing QB tonight. Bunched receivers to the left. Receivers split in motion. Flesher goes wide left. He's all by himself out there as he's picked up on an option. Quarterback running to the 40, up to the 42 on first and 10. Grabs 3, let's call it 4 yards to be fair,
Before he's tackled on the play, good job slanting from the linebacker, but Walker Scott there first, Sam Dillard there second. It'll be second and seven.
Well, that was interesting by Crosby. He jumped up and down a couple times. I don't know if he was signaling guys or if that was just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, he might. You know, it's a cold night. It's not really – it's not as cold as it was last night. You know, it was in the 50s earlier this evening. It's at 45 right now is what we've got. It winds between 5 and 20 miles an hour with gusts moving up. Empty set, a lot of motion is part of this deal. Looking for a throwing downfield. That time is Aaron Proctor. He loads it up downfield. Kidder's there, and it's intercepted at the 30-yard line as Lane Wood hauls in his first INT of the season. And out of bounds, he goes to the 37-yard line. There are flags all over the place. And we'll wait and see. But right now, it looks like an interception as Ron Isger is out talking with his crew about two penalty flags that came out.
Yeah, all near at midfield, basically. But that was just basically an ill-advised throw. There was three. You could see it's going to be an eligible man, and they're going to decline it on the Mules.
Well, how about Lane Wood, the senior? That's got to feel great as he brings it in. Got some help as Josh Kidder deflected it to him. But, you know, we wondered if the Mules would try to pull out some of their trickery. They had waited on their first drive. They tried to take a shot there. It does not pay off very well. So with 3:50 to play in the first quarter, Champion has it for the third time. They lead it 7-0. Boyers and company back to work officially from his own 36-yard line heading towards the north end zone. Brandon in motion left to right to create trips. Play action pass. Boyers to throw. He looks downfield. He's got a man wide open at the 30-yard line and incomplete. Great job in recovery as a flag comes in late. Yep. Jaden Scott in coverage out there on Bowen Fjord, who is running the go route. And it'll be, looks like, right now pass interference.
That's just all about speed. Fjord's just fourth in the state in the 110 hurdles. So he's one of the fastest guys in the state. So why not put him on offense? Like you said, they're going to try that. And that was just a foot race. He had the defender beat by about a foot or so, maybe a yard or so. And so why not throw it at him? And that's the only way to stop him sometimes is to interfere with him.
15-yard penalty moves the ball up to the 49-yard line of Heights. Champion by 7 here in the first quarter, their third drive of the game. Jenkins offset right, now backs up a step, trips to the open side of the formation. Boyers to throw, has Cantrell, but a little high. He overshoots him, incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10.
A little hot on that throw, and the receiver behind him almost caught that. Moreno was kind of behind that receiver and almost made the catch on that one.
40 yards passing for Boyers through his first 8 throws. Has the touchdown pass to Reek Cantrell, who's been a big part of the game plan here early. 3 down linemen for the Heights Mules, who are 3-6. They need a win to get into the postseason tonight and some help as Jenkins, zone read up the middle off of his left guard, senior Dalton Vance up to the 42-yard line. Will pick up 7. It'll be 3rd down and 3. Tackle made on the play by one of the linemen up front. That time, Trey Sullivan has the stop.
Let's give a man on that one. That was a nice, healthy gain. Made it a manageable 3rd and 2 here.
From the 41 is where they bring it down. Is Boyers pocket rolls to his right, throwing play. He's got J.C. Moreno falling down outside the numbers at the 35-yard line. 1st down and 6 more yards as the Chargers, very manageable conversions on 3rd down here tonight, moving the sticks once again.
Well, Moreno, all he has to do is hold on to the ball. He's got the 1st down, so just fall down and hold on. That's all you got to do on that play.
J.C.'s 18th catch of the season. 1st and 10 from the 35. Boyers again throws it, this time looking for Cantrell on an out route at 8 yards. Misses him, incomplete pass. It'll be 2nd down, but you just kind of go across the line of wide receivers. You know, J.C.'s averaging 18 yards a game. You know, Davis Pike at one point this season was averaging 19. Reed Cantrell, 12. You know, that's a small number for Reed. Ryan Brandon, 15 as well. I mean, everybody is a weapon in this Charger offense. 2nd and 10, Tamari Jenkins, handoff off the middle as he runs into Sullivan again and chugs the legs for about 1 yard. It'll be a gain of 1 to the 34. It'll be 3rd down and 9.
Yeah, these receivers, that time Cantrell came in as a tight end. He was blocking because it was a run play, but they move them all over the field. Sometimes Cantrell had a bunch of throws on this left side. Now he's lining up on that right side.
Well, they've kind of hidden Connor Lee at times this season running that 12 personnel package. Here's 3rd down and 9. Chargers need the 25. Boyers hands it off up the middle. Tamari Jenkins loses the football at the 25, and Alamo Heights jumps on top of it as they recover it. Jackson Veal takes over, and Champion, just their eighth lost fumble of the season, will give it back to Heights with 2:18 to play in this first quarter.
And Tavari had a good gain, got about eight, 9 yards on it, and just had a good strip by the Mules defender and just knocked it out. And there were no blue shirts around, so that's an opportunity lost there for the Chargers, who were moving the ball at a pretty good clip that time.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the things. I mean, Heights was starting to slow down a little bit. You mentioned it in our keys presented by North Park Lexus tonight that, you know, if you jump on them early, they might fold a little bit. It's been that kind of season for them. As Cole Crosby takes over at his own 20-yard line, first and 10, play action pass. Now it's a wide receiver screen to Aaron Proctor at the 20, up to the 23, and hauled down by the Navy jerseys right at the 25-yard line. Player a little bit slow to get up underneath. Made the tackle, Brent Gault, the senior tonight. Also had some help off the end with Willis Frachel. It's a pickup of five. It'll be second down and five to go.
Yeah, good job by Brandt on that tackle. And Mills putting everybody at the line basically here.
Yeah, they're challenging it. Proctor with his 63rd catch of the season. He's their do-it-all guy. Crosby, option left, pitches it late, trying to cut the edge. It's Flesher, turns the corner, and has a first down up to the 34-yard line before he is taken out of bounds. It'll be a gain of 10 yards when they put the football down. And Alamo Heights, their first down of the game.
That was a good pitch, too. He pitched it at a good time. He gave the running back plenty of time and room to adjust and made a good play on it, good game.
Campbell C., actually, the ball carrier. Takes it for 10 yards. First and 10 from the 35. Wide receiver pass to the right side. Billy Kahn makes the grab and goes nowhere as he is taken down right at the 35-yard line by Brett Gault. It is a completion, but no gainer. It'll be second and 10.
Good job by Brandt on that because that's an open field tackle. That's tough to do on a screen like that. He made a good stop there.
Those are the guys they like to throw it to a lot. Kahn, Proctor, and Billy Burke. I mean, those guys take most of them. Bennett Voorhees is their guy when they get to the red zone. He's a 6'4" guy. We've got under a minute to play right at 56 seconds in the opening quarter. Clock is ticking. 2x2 the set. Man goes in motion. Flesher to create trips left. See how the Chargers respond on second and 10. Flesher in motion. Play action. Quarterback Crosby keeps it running to the 35, and that's about it. As the ball looked like it almost came out at the end. But a great job again. Gault was there in the middle. Lake Shara as well. And then the nose guard, Landon Eads. It'll bring up third down and a long nine, maybe a short 10.
Yeah, not a whole lot of room there. Good job by that Bernie defense. It looked like there was going to be a pretty good gainer for them, for the Mules. But then that hole closed up really quick and held a maybe half a yard gain.
Second time with it tonight for Alamo Heights. Had a three and out their first time. Final play of the quarter. They do not have to run it. Crosby's calling for it, though. Third and 10. Pressure in his face. Eads is there. Throw downfield at the 45-yard line out in the left flats is incomplete. Pass intended for Aaron Proctor as the first quarter expires. Champion, 7. Alamo Heights, nothing. Fourth down and a punting situation, it looks like, for Heights when we come back in this rivalry edition 2019. You're listening to High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Hi, this is Jeff Hara, publisher of the Bernie Star newspaper. Check out Carrie Barbosa's area sports coverage every Tuesday and Friday in your Bernie Star. I believe it is important for you to know what's going on in your neighborhood and community, and the Bernie Star is committed to publishing hyperlocal news and information that is pertinent to your everyday life. If you would enjoy receiving a subscription of the Bernie Star, Kendall County's leading source of information, every Tuesday and Friday, call us at 830-249-2441. Thank you for supporting your local newspaper.
Start of the second quarter here at Bernie ISD Stadium along with Kerry Barbosa. I'm Andrew Stossmeister. The Alamo Heights Mules out there to punt to begin this second quarter. They've got one first down and offensively have looked challenged tonight. No Kobe Love at least starting the game. He's available, but Crosby's been doing most of the work as well as the punting. His second punt to Bowen Fjord is not the greatest. It will trickle inside the 35-yard line, but you go 35 to 35, that's not really the punt you're looking for. That officially looks like rolls to the 32-yard line. So you get a little bit more on that. It'll be a 33-yard punt, no return. But Champion right now feeling like they're in the driver's seat, Kerry.
Yeah, and you know, that's with them having a turnover on a pretty good drive the last time. So they just little things they got to clean up here.
One first down on the opening drive. Touchdown drive of 11 plays the last time. And then a turnover on the inside the 40-yard line by Tamari Jenkins. First time heading to the south end zone as Tamari takes the handoff on first and 10. He's bumped and tackled forward by Garrett Maples across the 36-yard line, where he goes down after a gain of 4 yards. It's second and 6.
Well, he had a lot of room. Of course, we can see it up here in the press box, but if he'd have bounced that out to the outside, he had a whole bunch of room.
Tamari, as we mentioned, 125-yard average coming into this game. He's run 7 times for 23 yards. Here's the reverse over to Ryan Brandon to the left side. Cuts it up at the 40 and gets high and low. She cut down on the 41-yard line. Pretty good tackle that time by the safety, Jaden Scott, who is sliding over. And then Jackson Veal. It is a gain of 4 yards. It'll bring up third down and 1. Just underway here in the second quarter.
Well, third and 1 makes your third down percentage completion rate go way up when you only have to go 1 yard to get a first down.
Chargers are 2 of 3. They lead it 7-0 from the 41-yard line. Out of the shotgun is Boyers. He's got 2x2 on his wide receiver set. He hands it off to Jenkins. Good block by the right guard, Jamie Ortegan. First down across midfield goes Tamari, and he's pulled down to the 48-yard line. In the process, that time Parker Klump got a piece of him, as did his teammate Jack Williams, but not before a healthy pickup that time of 11 yards and a first down.
And Tamari is such a patient runner.
He does a good job. He's really learned to slow it down a lot. He takes it another handoff up the middle and gets behind Jamie Ortegan and Duke Nelson inside the 41-yard line before two men jump on him. That time, Curtis Gunn got him first, gain of 7. It'll be second and 3.
And Veal comes in and tries to strip it, but he was already on the ground.
41 yards now for Tamari Jenkins. Play action for Boyers. He's got time. He looks over the middle, in and out of the hands of his intended target at the 20-yard line, J.C. Moreno, broken up just a little bit by Jaden Scott, who I think got his right fingertip on it just enough to break up and separate what would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, I think Scott did get a deflection on that. When that throws off the trajectory, so that's why Moreno not able to come up with it. But you're 3rd and 3. Again, 3rd and 3 is a manageable third down, and I think you're at this point you're probably in 2-down territory.
Boyer's 6 of 11 passing. It is 3rd down and 3 yards to go as a flag flies before the snap comes. There was some early movement up front there by Taylor Russell, but he was induced, it looked like, by Ortegan or Tyler Pettigrew. He's getting a few minutes here tonight. Penalty goes back to the 46-yard line to bring up 3rd and 8.
Well, it might change your play now. 3rd and 3 and 3rd and 8, pretty different play call. It's probably not going to be a run, I wouldn't think, at this point.
Boyers approaches the line of scrimmage. Sees 4 down linemen. Again, the rush linebacker, Gage Maples, who likes to come off the edge hot. 2 receivers left. Moreno will join them. 3rd and 8. Boyers has a screen set up. Here comes everybody. They get it out. Tamari Jenkins has blue jerseys in front of him. Tamari inside the 25, down to the 20. Still on his feet as he's twisted down to the 17-yard line. And a chunk play just like that for Bernie Champion. Yields 28 yards and a first down on 3rd down and 8.
Well, you could see the screen developing, and they ran that well. 25-yard
gain. Makes life easy is a quick pass out to the right side. Again, he's got Reed Cantrell on 1st down for 6 more yards. And again, there's Boyers going as fast as he can go in this offense. You got multiple plays ready. That's what J.D. Zimmerhansel likes to do.
Yep, and that doesn't allow the defense to get any kind of rest.
Yep, no settling. Boyers, 2nd down and 4. Right at the 16-yard line, hands the ball off. Tamari Jenkins, 1st down to the 5, on his feet, staggers into the end zone for his 14th rushing touchdown of the season from 13 yards out officially. And the Chargers take a 2-score lead with 9:25 to play in the first half.
A couple mules had a shot at Jenkins. He just kind of slipped off the tackles and kept running. And like you said, they kind of knocked him off balance, but he stayed on his feet, and then he kind of stumbled forward and got into the end zone.
Well, and you could just see, you know, we wondered, would there be any worry with senior night? A lot of distractions, parents' night before this game. The Chargers have been laser-focused as Will Wallace's extra point is lower and shorter, but it is still through the posts and good. And Champion has a 14-0 lead over their rival in Alamo Heights tonight. And, you know, we talked about it, Kerry, with the Heights Mules being so desperate to win tonight just to make the postseason. The Chargers are trying to do everything they can to make sure that's not possible.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned some of the distractions, senior and all that. I just wondered about rust. I just wondered if anybody on champion would be kind of rusty from playing only half a start, you know, half a game the last three games. But they don't look like they've been rusty at all. They've been playing really well.
Well, and you want to be fresh. You want to get everybody going. And quite honestly, so between you, me, and, you know, who's listening tonight.
Defense post.
You know, the plan tonight is to play everybody as long as you have to. The hope, though, is to let some of those guys, some of those key guys sit in the fourth quarter if the game is in hand and comfortable. And that's happened in the last few weeks, but obviously it's a different opponent. Heights is, you know, it's a tough season for them. They're 3-6. You know, this is a 13-year program removed from the 4A state championship. So, I mean, they're not going to go away quietly because Mike Norman was the offensive coordinator at the time of that state title. And, you know, there's a lot of talent, a lot of pride, well, really, yeah, in this program.
And Coach Kaiser said it best. We could both be 0-9 and it wouldn't matter. They're going to play the same way.
Short kick by Wallace, a kind of fair catch looking play. At the 20-yard line, it is caught, trying to run somewhere for anything, is Joe Ramirez, finally pulled down to the 30-yard line. He looked like he had signaled fair catch and then backed away from it as he is tackled on the play. Recool is out there, and it'll be first and 10 for Heights. But, again, we've talked about it. You know, their quarterback situation is not good. You know, Kobe Love benched, didn't like his behavior last week. Really body language, so that turns to Cole Crosby. There's word that we might see Chase Christensen tonight, who's a big fellow that can wheel it, but, you know, is a lot further away in his development. But they've got to get something going offensively, plain and simple. First and 10 from their own 29-yard line, officially. Crosby turns, hands the ball off to Flesher up the middle. Not much there as the front line of Walker Scott slows up the ball carrier and then cleaned up by the linebacking core. Lake Shara got a piece as well. It'll be a gain of 2 yards. It's second and 8, clock at 9 minutes to play in this first half. Champion by 2 scores.
Well, you mentioned their offensive struggles. Only 1 first down in that first quarter for the Mules.
First carry by Flesher. Crosby to throw it on 2nd and 8. Scrambles right, loads up, looking deep. There's coverage out there. Pass is thrown and is caught by the 6'4" Bennett Voorhees down at the Charger 33-yard line. But there is a flag down back at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that came out on the middle, basically in the middle of the play, and that was just a jump ball, and the receiver is just a lot taller than – how tall is Bennett? He looks pretty
6'4".
Tall.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He just outjumped the two defenders that were on him, but
37 yards as it stands. Everybody's on the other end.
I think it's ineligible. I think it's an eligible man. Let's see, though.
This is an important call. Ron Insger is on his way out there as Coach Kaiser is asking for the explanation as well. They've got a penalty against Champion, so the 37-yarder will stand, and they're throwing it to a big guy. Great throw by Crosby, by the way, down the right sideline. Threw it high where only his guy would get it after Lane Wood and Josh Kidder had good coverage out there.
Yeah, and he was double covered, and like I said, it was just kind of a jump ball, and he barely got it. He was the last man back, and he had to stretch all of his 6'4 frame to catch that, but he was able to do it.
Personal foul penalty on Bernie Champion. It's assessed after the play as well, so the ball moves all the way inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line. It is first down and 10 for the Alamo Heights Mules, who sit 3-6 on the year. Bernie Champion is 8-1. That one loss that they have to Kerrville Tyvee, a very close one. 12 straight scoreless quarters defensively for this Charger group as well. First and 10, handoff, sweep left, and as Proctor gets started, he's frustrated and throws the football, and you can't do that as a timeout is called by Alamo Heights. Coach Kaiser wants a penalty. He's not going to get it, but he rightly has a case there.
Yeah, he threw it at the champion player is the thing. He kind of threw it at his chest, and Kaiser's saying, you know, if stuff like that, if you're going to let that go, you got to let other stuff like that go. And so where's the line? Where do you draw the line there?
And I think Coach Kaiser is asking for Mr. Insger to come over and chat with him. That's not okay. And I think it's more Kaiser just wants to have the conversation and say, hey, wait a minute. Like, I understand, you know, we're going to let some things go. But, you know, if like you said, if you let that go,
then you got to let another one go. You can't be inconsistent. That's the thing that drives coaches crazy. If you call the game tight or you call it loose, they're fine with it, as long as you call it that way for all four quarters. But you just have to be consistent with it, and that's I think that's what Kaiser is wanting to know.
I mean,
right here.
He had a point. I mean, Proctor is frustrated. There's a number of guys, and, you know, I think head coach Mike Norman now in his 8th season, who's won 59 times, he knows that, look, this is a proud program. We've got some guys here that are really unhappy with how things are going. The problem is not everybody on the team is like that. And I think that's why Heights has struggled. you know, mentality, that happens. You lose some games. I mean, this team, it's simple. They played four games under a touchdown. They've won one of them. I mean, those three other wins, that's the difference of probably being in the playoffs and not right now on the outside looking in. First down, as it will be again, first and 10. Same play, Proctor in motion, handoff up the middle as Sam Dillard lowers the blow on George Flesher as the crowd goes ooh and aw. Gain of 1 yard. It'll be second and 9.
Well, we got him low, lifted him off his feet. There was nowhere for him to go. Lucky to get a yard gain out of that one.
Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, where you have to coach. You know, hey, it's Heights and Champion. Everybody knows that it means a lot, and that was evident right there. Sam Dillard, the senior. What a year he's had. Over 60 tackles now this year. A couple sacks, a couple forced fumbles as well. Second and 9, clock ticking at 7:37 in the second quarter. Champion by 2 touchdowns. Quarterback Cole Crosby to throw. Looks over the middle. Has a man. It's Voorhees who makes the grab. And Josh Kidder comes and says hello inside the 9. Let's check on the spot. It looked like it was going to be a first down. Now they back up a yard. It'll be 3rd and 1 following a gain of 8 yards.
Yeah, and but does it matter if it's 3rd and 1? Because if it's 4th down, you're still going to go for it. You have to.
3rd and 1, 0-for-3 tonight are the Alamo Heights Mules. Man in motion to the right, option keeper. Crosby keeps it, cuts inside the 9, and gets licked over there by Bowen Fjord, I believe, who just dropped the quarterback after he picked up a first down right at the 6-yard line. That was a man on a mission right there.
Yeah, that was our hit, but Crosby says, that's all right, I got the first down, so, you know, we're going to be first and goal here.
Gain of 3 yards. It will be goal to go from the 6. Clock inside of 7 minutes. Again, the Chargers have not given up points since the Lockhart game back in the second week of October. Crosby keeps it. Running to the 6-yard line. Is stood up and thrown backwards. Brent Gault in there on the tackle. But once again, coming hard off the edge. The linebackers for the Bernie Champion Chargers. Sam Dillard separates it. It's no gain. Second and goal from the 6.
Yeah, you mentioned that that shutout streak, it moved to 12 quarters because it was 11 coming in that first quarter they shut them out, so it's up to 12 right now, so they're trying to keep it, move it to 13 here. We got six and a half to go, so let's see if they can keep it going.
Second down and goal. Two receivers make it 3 to the left. Voorhees is 2 to the right. Throw is to him. Back corner of the end zone.
Out.
Incomplete. He does not get a foot down as Jaden Neves with button-tight coverage out there. Incomplete pass. It'll be 3rd and goal at the 6-yard line.
Well, that's, again, you're trying to hit your 6'4" receiver out there on a little fade route in the corner, so that's a good play call. Just a little too far out. Caught it, but he landed about a foot out of bounds.
Chargers, we talk about that scoreless streak. 11 straight quarters coming in, including 12 tonight. They outscored opponents 172-17 in the month of October. Unbelievable number for them. 3rd down and goal. Bunch receivers on either side. Now they spread Proctor wide right. They'll send another man in motion. C to the left. Clock at 0 as the snap gets off for Crosby. He chucks it high. Back corner of the end zone. It's incomplete. Kidder breaks it up on a pass intended for Burke. And it's 4th down and goal at the 6-yard line.
Well, that was truly a jump ball. that was just a, I'm going to float this up there and there's 5 guys in that area, and y'all just go up and get it. And they're all the same height. That's why nobody came down with it. If you're going to do that, you got to throw it to your 6'5 guy on the other end.
Well, and this is one of those moments, again, there's 6 minutes to play. There's a ton of game left. If Heights doesn't score here, it feels like the momentum could be completely to Champions the rest of the night.
Yeah, and just wonder, do you take points here and make an 11-point game, or do you go for it because, you know, you're down 14 and you got to win this game to even have a chance at the playoffs?
Long Bean has been the kicker and is not a bad guy. Play clock at 5, 4th and goal. Shotgun snap, Crosby. Flag comes in, jump ball to the end zone again. He's up, it is broken up, it is incomplete. Intended for Billy Kahn, the 6-foot senior in the corner. Broken up on the play by Lane Wood. And it'll be a turnover on downs. It looks like there was a flag thrown right as the ball was snapped, though.
That's a good job by Wood. He got beat on that play, but he recovered enough to knock the ball out as the player was coming down with that ball. He knocked it out of his hand as he's trying to reel it in.
Illegal chop block is the call against Alamo Heights. It is declined by Keith Kaiser, who lowers a high five to Sam Dillard, who's on fire out there running around on a chilly evening here at Bernie ISD Stadium. But a big stop. You mentioned it, Kerry. They're going to get 4 cracks at it. They don't move it a single yard.
Yeah, and that keeps the shutout streak at 12 quarters. And if they can finish this last 5:54 without giving up a point, then it moves to 13.
Chargers already have their seed and opponent for next week. They don't have a lot to play for other than pride here this evening, and they have come out playing very well. First down and 10 from the 6-yard line. Boyers turns left, hands the ball off to Tamari Jenkins on a stretch play, running out to the 10, turns the corner up to the 15, and grabs positive yards, almost a first down. He'll get 8 or 9 before he is chased out of bounds on the play by Harrison Flew.
I tell you what, if he had a few more yards on that sideline, he'd still be running because he was he had a pretty good burst right there.
So good, so shifty. Second and 2. Tamari again, the handoff, gets a block from Reed Cantrell for a first down up to the 20-yard line, and that's how you hit somebody. I mean, you see your tight end who wants to go out and catch a lot of passes for you. Reed Cantrell seals the edge and allows the running back to find positive yards of 6 up to the 20-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, they bring him in when they're going to run. Sometimes they're bringing Cantrell to be a blocker just with his frame.
From the 20, split wide receivers. Boyers play action, has a man in his face, loads up, throws it out to Cantrell, who drops it. Well covered on the play by Mac Flynn, the senior. Incomplete. Boyers getting chased, almost got taken down by Gage Maples. Fortunate for the incompletion.
Yeah, Cantrell slid funny on that. He's kind of limping around out there, which is you hate to see that going into a playoff game. But Cantrell's going to go ahead and come out just because of how he slid on that pass. But even if he'd have caught it, it probably would have been a loss. So he's better off not even catching that. You just hate to see the limp part.
Boyers is 8 of 14 for 78 yards. His touchdown is to Reed Cantrell, who stands right now. Connor Lee replaces him. Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Boyers to throw. Has a man sideline left. It's Brandon, who's open at the 50-yard line, and he dives. Extended out. Can't come up with an incomplete pass. Boyers coverage applied by Jake Bentley, and it'll be third down and 10.
I tell you, Brandon did a good job getting behind the defender. He was a good two yards behind the defender, just not able to connect with him. Just a little too long on that throw by Boyers.
I'd like to see Ryan Brandon and Bowen Fjord race.
I would have to say Bowen's going to win.
I think Bowen's faster, but, I mean, on the football field, it looks close.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks a lot closer.
When you put on pads, that matters.
Third and 10. Chargers need the 30-yard line. They're 4-5 tonight as Boyers throws it out into the right flat. Too tall of Ryan Brandon. Incomplete pass, and this is going to be a first down again and a three and then a punt deep inside their territory. Good credit to Heights. Again, that felt like it could have been a back-breaking drive, but you see the defense led by Josh Smith, the defensive coordinator, getting his team to come up with a big stop.
Yeah, they did good on that time to force a Bernie punt or champion punt.
Carson Kaiser's first effort went 34 yards. Let's see his second. He's backed up inside his own 10. There's a man back, George Flesher, to return. Snap is clean. Carson gets the ball away, and it's a high spiraling kick. Good punt by Carson to midfield, and then Ryan Brandon wisely downs it right at the 49-yard line. Punt of 31 yards. There is no return, and Alamo Heights will have good field position. 5:12 to play here in this first half. There's a lot of games we're keeping an eye out on, including Uvalde and Lockhart. That game impacts here greatly tonight, potentially.
Well, for one side.
For one side. Yeah. Champion wins, it doesn't matter really at all. It does matter in the sense of, you know, the Uvalde has a chance to get in. The winner of that game is still very much alive. You know, you'd think at Medina Valley and Alamo Heights 3-4 coming into this week, they're going to be in the playoffs. Not necessarily. First and 10 from the 49-yard line. Crosby with three receivers left, two to his right, four-man pressure. Steps up in the pocket, throws it over the middle, has a man, and incomplete as Billy Kahn is separated from the football by Josh Kidder. Incomplete pass as Kahn is down on all fours.
Yeah, and he got him right in the gut, and you know, and Kidder kind of held up. He didn't go full force into him, but got him pretty good, and he held up. And it's good to see him getting up, the receiver, but that was a pretty good shot there.
Yeah, and like you said, I thought Kidder laid up a lot, hit him with his left shoulder, just kind of dropped into him. He was really coming hard. But that's a good job to slow it down. Some of the fans a bit restless. You know, I'm sure on the other side wanting a, you know, an unsportsmanlike conduct hit, but that was very much legal. Cole Crosby, who actually hit his first five passes for 52 yards, has missed now on his last four. Bowen Fjord and Josh Kidder kind of saying, all right, that was a good hit, right?
Yeah, I think the fact that Kidder just kind of held up, I think that's why it wasn't a late hit or anything like that.
Well, and Kahn had already dropped it. I mean, that was the other thing. He had missed the ball. It had gone by him. So kind of a bang-bang thing. 5:06 to play in the first half. Champion by 14. Second and 10 from the 49-yard line on the half of Alamo Heights. They try an option pitch. Nothing going there as Bowen Fjord stretched it out. And also Lake Shara able to stretch it wide. Loss of 2 yards as the ball carrier, George Flesher, did not have anywhere to go. Loss back to the 46-yard line. Officially a 3-yard loss.
Well, the quarterback, you try to get men, draw men to you, and then you pitch it, and hopefully they're open. That time he just pitched it, and there was they were going to – once they saw, they were going to go ahead and hit that guy down and knocked him for a loss.
Third down and a ways. 1 of 4 tonight. It's officially third down and 13 at the 46. They need the 41, a champion. Shotgun snap to Crosby. Steps up in the pocket, hurls one over. Low of everybody on a baseball skipper to Bennett Voorhees. It is incomplete pass. It'll be fourth down, and Alamo Heights sends out the punting unit. Their second three and out of the football game.
See, and I think right here you're near midfield. I think normally you might consider going for it, but because of the yardage, because of that one play that knocked him back, fourth and 13, that's tough to get 13 yards on one play.
Bowen Fjord has had one chance to receive one. Two punts tonight, one at 33, one at 38 for the punter, which is now the quarterback, Cole Crosby. He rolls right. He kicks it away. It is high. It is short. Bowen Fjord says, stay away and look out. Couple guys hog-tying each other to the ground to the 31-yard line as the ball bounces and rolls inside the 20-yard line. It'll be a positive punt on the play that will work out of 38 yards and no return, downed officially at the 17-yard line.
I think Shara's trying out for the wrestling team. Him and one of the mules were getting going at it on the ground.
It's Alex Arnold.
Yeah, they were going at it pretty good on the ground, but Shara just stood up, said, I'm done here, and so the refs let it go.
Good crowd here tonight at Bernie ISD Stadium, where the Chargers have played excellent football under their head coach in Keith Kaiser, 28-6 here in this building. First and 10 from their own 17 as Boyers turns. He hands it off to Mari Jenkins, who breaks an ankle tackle up to the 20, and to the 21 he goes for a gain of 5 yards before he is brought down and tackled on what looked to be a large gain-saving tackle in the middle by Parker Klum.
Yeah, if he keeps his balance, he had a lot of room. That would have been a big gainer.
It has been that kind of night here so far for Champion. They go quickly. Boyers gets it out into the left flat. First down as the catch is made. And running to the 34-yard line is Ryan Brandon as he picks up 13 more and a Charger first down.
That was a good fake they did to Mara. He drew a lot of the linebackers in.
Everybody came in hard. Same play, other side. J.C. Moreno at the 40 makes the grab, runs outside the numbers, down the right sideline as he's tackled out of bounds on the Alamo Heights side of the field. Another first down run. This time that'll grab 18 and a first down. Tackle made at the very end of that play by Jake Bentley and also Josh Galindo.
Good job by Moreno. Seeing where the block was, he had a receiver out there, a fellow teammate. He saw where the block was. He took it outside and got a big gain on it.
Connor Lee is the wide out to the right. Got JC that way as well. Tight side of the formation as Boyers keeps it on the option. Running to the right side. First down to the 35-yard line he goes. And another big block lowered out there by Connor Lee as the tackle is recorded by Galindo. But another first down run. And the Chargers have it going now, 14 yards.
That was a pretty good stiff arm by Boyers. He put the tackler on the turf on that one.
7 carries for 21 yards for Luke. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Tamari right up the middle to the 20, to the 15. Hit at the kidneys in his back, and he goes down to the 12-yard line. Big hit out there by the safety, Jackson Veal, who makes a touchdown-saving stop. But that was another strong run by Tamari Jenkins for 23 yards. Quick play up the middle again as Boyers tucks it to his left at the 10, lowers his shoulder at the 5 and down to the 2, gets another first down and 13 more yards as half the team for Alamo Heights not even set yet. It'll be goal to go for Champion looking for a 3-score lead.
Yeah, trying to hurry. And Tamari, that was another one where he kind of stumbled just a tad. If he doesn't lose his balance just for a second there, he's going to score on that big 18-yard run he had.
Different package comes in. Landon Eads is out there to block. They'll bring in Lake Shara. They've got Bowen Fjord into the huddle. This is that Maryland
I
package.
Yeah, here we go. This is a jumbo package.
Clock at 2:35 and ticking. The deep back is Bowen. Got an extra blocking back out front as well. Goal to go from the 3-yard line. Boyers under center, turns, hands it off. Bowen Fjord into the end zone. Touchdown from 3 yards out. The Champion Chargers expand their lead to 20-0 with 2:23 to play here in the first half.
Well, that makes sense when you got an athlete like Bowen, you know, fourth place in the state, 110 hurdles. Why not use him on offense? Why not let him have the carry the ball and do some things out there?
Injured player down, Josh Galindo, who got the brunt of Bowen Fjord. But how about Bowen? I mean, he's showing he's multifaceted. They've been waiting to use him. And, you know, I've talked to Kaiser about that throughout the season. He said, such a great athlete. You know, we've already moved one of those great athletes on defense. He's our quarterback now, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, that's the kind of team that Champion has. They love to play for each other, and they'll go wherever they are asked to go.
Yeah, and Boyer's his freshman year was on the varsity. He's strictly defense.
Great safety.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd love to see him play safety. As the extra point by Will Wallace is up, and it is good. But, you know, you talk about that. You know, we've had conversations. Could you imagine if Luke Boyer's and then Bowen Fjord were the starting safeties of this team? Nobody would throw it over the middle, ever.
Well, I tell you what, they're two of the starting outfielders. Coach Foster probably has two of the fastest outfielders in the state. Luke Boyer's is a state qualifier in track and the long jump, and then Bowen's in the hurdles. So you have two state qualifiers. So, and if John Moreno plays baseball, so if he starts this year, you have three state guys on track in your outfields. You might have the fastest outfield in the whole state.
Fun one tonight for the Champion Chargers. They lead Alamo Heights 21-0. They scored 7 points in the first quarter. They've got a pair of touchdowns in the second. Alamo Heights got the ball down to the 6-yard line, had four cracks at it. They did not move it. Decided to pass on the field goal. They were going for it. They need to win tonight to make the postseason, but those hopes are fading here in the first 21.5 minutes of action from Bernie ISD Stadium. The Chargers, the number 2 seed in the district, play next week here at home again. We'll get Leander Glenn at 7 o'clock. We'll check the scoreboard at halftime of other games that matter a lot tonight in the final week of the regular season as Wilbur Ramirez kicks it short to the 18-yard line. Coming up with it, a little bit of space is this time one of the backs, looks like Voorhees actually, who's got it, and he goes nowhere as he is taken to the deck once again. And Jesus Cano, the senior linebacker, on the tackle. And Alamo Heights with two timeouts and 78 yards of field to go. Need something right here, Kerry.
Yeah, right now, Champion has all the momentum, has all the crowds into it. Right now, Mules just kind of back on their heels a little bit offensively and defensively.
Had a couple of folks already asking, what's the Mules record this year? And they've struggled. I mean, that's plain and simple the case. They've lost close games. It's Crosby to throw on 1st and 10 from his own 23-yard line. Loads it, and it's picked off. Bowen Fjord has got it, his second interception of the campaign as he takes it down to the 15-yard line and is tackled on the play by George Flesher. And the Chargers looking for a statement score with 2:02 to play now here in the first half.
Couple of those throws tonight, just kind of, you know, just not good throws in the traffic. And that's what that was. There was nothing there. The quarterback had some time. He just looked, made a throw in the traffic, and you can't do that against a good defense like that.
Lane Wood has an interception. Bowen Fjord now with his second pick of the year. Belief for Bowen, that gives him four career picks, if I'm not mistaken. And now it's Luke Boyer's once again on a short field from the 16-yard line. 1st and 10, heading towards the south end zone. Brandon and also Davis Pike to the right. Turn left. Quarterback Boyer's keeps it. He runs. He gets wide. Harrison Moskow blocking as Luke is tripped up. He gets to the 11 as a little bit of extracurricular occurs inside, a little bit closer to the goal line, but a solid tackle outside that time by Curtis Gunn, who chases down Luke Boyer's for only a gain of 3 yards.
Yeah, that was a good job. I think Flynn got it, but that was a good job getting him out there. That was speed on speed, and Flynn did a good job. He did get some yards, but 3 yard gain only.
Clock ticking at 93 seconds, 92 here in this second quarter. 21-0, Bernie Champion in front. They bring Brandon in motion left to right to join Moreno and Lee. Back short of screen, looking over that. Boyer's doesn't see it. He had men open. Now he chucks it out of bounds towards the end zone in the area code of Lee and Moreno, incomplete.
There's a busted play. Champion had all kinds of linemen downfield, so it's going to be a – it might be an ineligible man downfield. Let's see.
Well, it looked like you said, again, it's a backside screen to Jenkins. It was well covered. Good play by Gage Maples, who got in the way, but – Linemen were upfield, and Coach Kaiser is walking back. Coach Kaiser might be heating up a little bit. He's lost the stocking cap.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I'll be the first to admit it. I have no problem. I'm cold.
Yeah, he said he's a wimp. He's a weather wimp is basically what he said.
I thought it was nice tonight. I mean, it's pretty good. If it gets windy,
count me out.
You're
from Colorado, so.
I know.
This is like a spring morning for you guys.
You know, I thought it was snowing when I got here tonight. I thought he was like, oh, there's a little dew in the air. There's a little bit of precipitation right at 5 o'clock, you know, but nothing that lasted. And I was like, no, come on. Let's not be with it, but it's cold. A lot of people are very, very cold. And you talk to the football players, they're like, some of them are freezing. A lot of them are like, we're moving around. It doesn't matter too much.
I've played 30 below 30 in football. It's cold at first, but once you start moving around, you don't even notice
it. It's the halftime that gets you. That's where it's really hard.
Cool down. Yeah, you got to warm up again.
So they move the ball back 5 yards. It is a 5-yard penalty, the third penalty of the game on Champion. Back to the 18-yard line. Second down and 13 yards to go. Boyers to throw, has time, looks to the left corner of the end zone, has a man open. It's incomplete, intended for Davis Pike, who got licked out there and is still down. As I think that's Will Stetson out there who leveled Davis to the deck, incomplete pass.
Yeah, and they ran off the turf, and they were rolling around on the concrete out there, so that's tough to land on when you're running full speed.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good. That's one of those things that I think you look at and you go, okay. I mean, you have seniors out there running, a lot of them looking like they're playing hard, but you got sophomores running around there too. Davis, Ryan, I mean, those guys are young dudes. I mean, Reed's a junior. I mean, so it's, you know, you got your starting battery basically that are – you know, seniors, but there's a lot of youth out there as well. That's exciting to see if you're a fan of the Champion Chargers. Third down and 12. Jenkins goes to the left in the slot. Three receivers to the right. Boyers has pressure, steps up. He's running it all the way. Tucks it to the 10, 5, end zone. And on third down, Luke Boyers from 18 yards out scores, and the Champion Chargers have a 4-touchdown advantage with 60 seconds to play here in the first half over their rival Alamo Heights.
I don't know if that was a design quarterback draw, if that was the play, or Boyers just saw something, decided to tuck and run. Either way, it was effective. Made a couple of nice moves, some slashing moves, got away from defenders, and 27 pending the extra point. And right now everything going Champion's way right now.
Maybe the knockout punch already on is Will Wallace trying to go 4-for-4. Extra point try is up. It is on its way, and it is good. So with 60 seconds to play, the second turnover of the night cashed in for a touchdown against Alamo Heights. And we said early in the broadcast, Heights has to win tonight. They have to play well early. They have to maybe pull out some trick plays, try to get their confidence going. Well, the Chargers in the big moment with nothing really to play for tonight other than pride have laid blow after blow. They've turned over Heights a couple of times, and I think you know, outside of one big play, have really struggled. Might be minus five total first downs in the game.
Yeah, and Champion, they wanted a good game under their belt because they haven't played a full game, the starters, since Lockhart 4 weeks ago. So they really wanted to come out, have a good start, and come out and play a solid four quarters here. So right now everything's going according to plan.
And you kind of look at it, you know, there's some guys hanging their heads on the other sideline.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. I mean,
well, when you're 3-6, you know, it's tough. And right now, just Mule's really struggling right now. They're just back on their heels quite a bit.
Yeah, they don't look like they're having fun. I don't know. You know, it's not easy to be having fun. As Flesher, the deep man, back inside his own 10. Fair catches at the 6-yard line. And the ball will come out. Heights does have two timeouts to work with. You know, it's one of those things. You look at it again on the sideline. We thought, you know, one of our big storylines was going to be the top two passers in the league coming in the district. Hasn't been that way. Kobe Love has not played. Benched last week for his efforts. Didn't like what he had, and looks like for the first time tonight he will come out. And we will see a guy that has thrown for 1,967 yards and 22 touchdowns. He has thrown 10 interceptions. Had a game this year where he had 72 attempts, second most in Texas State history. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Love, an empty set, calls for the football at his knees. He gets it, throws it to his right, has Proctor, who drops it at the 25-yard line, incomplete pass.
Well, this is kind of how it's gone for the Mules. Just a wide open Proctor, just not able to haul it in. And, you know, when you're down 28-0, you need simple plays like that just to help you guys. Incomplete. Second
down. First miss of the game. Again, that is six straight incompletions for the Alamo Heights Mules. 54 seconds to play here in this first half. 28-0. Three touchdown quarter for Champion. This is the quarter they've actually given up the most points in this year, 51 of them in total. Second down and 10. Shotgun snap, handoff right up the middle, and room to run to the 35-yard line for a first down goes George Flesher up to the 37. That'll be a pickup of 12 yards. That's the longest, second longest play of the game for Alamo Heights.
Well, and part of that was because Champion has three guys back 20 yards, so they're giving them everything underneath.
Love to throw it first and 10 from the 38-yard line. Throws a deep out route, has a man, but too far is Proctor. Incomplete pass. And you look at it tonight, Proctor's got a 5-yard grab in the first quarter. 0 cents then. He's got 63 catches for 687 yards this season. Yeah, you think they'd find a way to get it to him.
Yeah, him and his brother that played there last year were always a thorn in the side of the Chargers over the years.
Yeah, Aaron there right now, his brother. Nick, who's up at Hardin Simmons right now playing football. Second and 10 at the 38. Love to throw it again. Whips it out. Proctor this time makes the grab at the 43-yard line. He is tackled inbounds on the play by Jaden Neves. And a timeout is taken by Alamo Heights with 28 seconds to play.
Lake Charlotte delivered a welcome to the game, Love, and put him on the turf on that throw.
8-yard completion. Again, taking a look real quick with where everything is at playoff-wise. Champion is the number 2 seed. Tyvee's the number 1 seed. Both have their opponents already set. The opposite division is already all put together. It's just a matter of who is going to slot in where. Leander Glenn is the 3rd seed. They are 5-4. They host Bastrop tonight. And then Eastview has clinched the 4th spot. They get to face Tyvee next week. Have fun with that one. And then Weiss and Brenham, they're playing for the top spot in that 13th district. The winner will get to face the number 14 here in this district, District 15, and the loser will face the number 3 seed. It looks, you know, again, if things go to plan, it's going to be Medina Valley and Lockhart, it looks like, right now, but that's a big if. You know, Lockhart and Uvalde are playing tonight. We don't have an update on them. We'll keep our eyes peeled on that. By the way, Laverne and Pleasanton tonight, they're playing for a chance to get in. At halftime, Laverne is up 16-0. On the Eagles. Third down and 2, final 26 seconds. Screen pass to the right side out to Flesher, who makes the grab and runs towards the 49-yard line. He has a first down and a gain of 5 yards before he's taken down. Shara chased him down. Brent Galt did as well. But the sticks will move for Alamo Heights. It's their second third down conversion.
Champ trying to keep that shutout streak, but they have three defenders 20 yards off the ball, so they're giving them everything they want underneath. They're just trying to keep them out of the end zone at this point.
Voorhees and C to the right. To the left comes Proctor and Billy Kahn. 22 seconds, one timeout for the Mules. Play clock at 13. Again, three guys are 15 yards, as Kerry mentioned, back there at the 35-yard line. Colby Love in his first series of the game. Right at midfield, first down. Back to pass, three-man pressure. Steps up over the middle, has a man. Kahn slides down to the 39-yard line and makes the 11-yard grab for the first down. They'll stop the clock to set the chains, and then it will go. Love's got a little bit of a spark to this Alamo Heights team as Love drops the ball and tries to spike it, but he threw it about 5 yards forward before he gets the spike. Incomplete pass, second down.
Not sure what that was.
That was the ugliest spike I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was almost like a regular throw. It went forward, almost hit his lineman.
Well, and those are so weird. You look at a shotgun spike. I mean, you can do it. It's just you have to throw it directly into the ground in front of you, but it looks like a fumble.
Yeah.
I mean, so if somebody misses it, you know, there's 7 guys out there. You hope one of them sees it, but they're not sure. It could be grounding. You can argue it doesn't get the line of scrimmage. There's a lot of things there.
They got to hurry.
11 seconds to go. One timeout. Ball on the Champion 39-yard line. It's 28-0. Shotgun snap to Love. It's 0 on the play clock as a pass is nearly intercepted. Lane Wood had it. He was looking at the other end zone trying to take it home, but he couldn't quite do it. Incomplete. Almost had his second pick of the night. Third down.
Hit him right in the chest, and he bobbled it, and he bobbled it again, and if he catches that, he might still be running and just not able to reel it in.
Cheerleaders and band over in that end of the end zone. Now it is third down. 2 for 6 tonight for the visiting Alamo Heights Mules. Got it on the 39 on the left hash mark. They've got Billy Kahn one way left. trips to the right. Proctor is sandwiched between two receivers, the primary guy. Voorhees is wide right. Here comes a four-man blitz. Throw out on a screen to Proctor, through his hands. Incomplete. Fourth down, 3 seconds left. And now let's see if Heights can chuck one to the end zone.
Yeah, that's about all you got. 3 seconds, you have a timeout. I don't know that you even need to take a timeout here because the clock stopped on it. Incompletion. Yeah, that's pretty much your only option at this point. So Champion's going to back up even more now on their three deep safeties.
0-for-1 tonight on third down, and yeah,
it's like a punt. It's like you got three guys back.
Looks
for
like
a
kickoff. Yeah. Kickoff return in the middle is, again, you got Josh Kidder playing down at the 10-yard line. I mean, just kind of moving people around. Sam Dillard is as a linebacker is playing 9 yards off the football. Fourth down. Handoff up the middle, and look out, room to run this time for George Flesher, the 20, 15, out of bounds, and the half is concluded. Lane Wood, the tackle, but a positive run that will net that time right at 20 yards, it looks like. We'll give it to him, and that will be the end of the first half. All Chargers in the first 24 minutes, rivalry game. You never know what happens. But it's Bernie Champion who is out 28-0 over the Alamo Heights Mules. We'll go ahead and take a break. Our halftime show presented by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance is coming up next. We're going to look at some of those first half scores and have some stats from the first half. Bernie Champion, 28, Alamo Heights, 0. You're listening to High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
The revolution is coming this October. Training will never be the same. At D1 Training, their mission is to be the place for the athlete, beginner or pro. Young or old, they define athlete as anyone dedicated to their sport or fitness. D1 will offer customized, state-of-the-art equipment, professional coaches, sports science-backed programs, and a supportive environment where all are welcome. You pick the goal, D1 will help you get there. Learn more at D1Training.com. Coming soon to Bernie.
The Sign Then Drive event is back at North Park Volkswagen. That means zero down payment, zero security deposit, zero first month's payment, and $0 due at signing. Take advantage of low posted pricing all month long and experience Volkswagen the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kay Legato Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparkvw.com.
For J.D. Power 2019 DOE information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Hi folks, Joel Dolly here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
For those who never quit, never say never, and never back down from a challenge, you've never seen a lineup like Ford's award-winning family of cars, trucks, and SUVs. You've also never seen a team like Ford of Bernie, willing to do whatever it takes to earn your business. Now, let's finish the half strong. Let's go, Bernie!
Start your journey at FordofBernie.com.
And we welcome you inside the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Halftime Show. Bernie Champion, 28-0 for the Alamo Heights Mules, along with Kerry Barbosa. I'm Andrew Stossmeister. Well, you talk about wanting a strong half. You wonder about a team that has only played their starters in 6 of the last 10 quarters, Kerry. Answer, pretty quick in this football game, and very evident by the way the first 24 minutes went.
Yeah, I just wondered if any didn't have any kind of rust showing, just because you had games where you weren't really challenged the way you normally are, and you know you had Memorial, you had Kennedy, and then even Uvalde. It was 30-0 when that game was called. So I didn't know if there'd be any kind of a rust factor for not playing a full game in a month, but The answer is no.
Not even close, honestly, really is the way it is. The scoreless three quarter still intact. It's up to 13. And, you know, the offense looked like it was poised to move tonight. I think the pace overwhelmed Alamo Heights in the first 24 minutes, but it was the defense that really set the tone early. A couple of real big hits. Sam Dillard and Lake Shara were not letting anything up the middle, which, you know, really forced Alamo Heights to completely rely on running the ball, which is a big part of their offense anyway. They did not start their regular guy and did not find a lot of continuity really to their final drive, where they collected almost half of their yards in that first half.
Yeah, and that drive was misleading, because that last drive, Champion was giving them underneath stuff. They were just, you know, it was a prevent kind of situation where they had three guys off the line and 20 yards back, just trying to keep everything in front of them. So that's kind of misleading, that last drive, the yards gained on that one. But, you know, I would just think the players, having played half a game, the starters pretty much playing half a game for the last 3 weeks, were ready. They were ready to come out and ready to be challenged and ready to have a good opponent across the field from them. So, and then the one thing that only playing half a game does, it lets your guys rest. You can heal up little bumps and bruises. Boyer's looks 100% to me, the way he's running out there on that ankle that he had in that MacArthur game. But so, everything's going well. There's no rust. The guys are ready. The only thing, you saw Rick Cantrell kind of limp off the field. He hasn't been back in the game since, so you hope it's not something serious that he's going to have to miss any kind of playoff, because he's a big part of what they do. And Reed is such a matchup problem because of his height. You could do a lot of jump balls with him. He's a blocking tight end, so... you hope that's the only thing you didn't want to happen going into a playoff game where everything's decided. You just didn't want any kind of injuries going into that game.
We'll see if he checks back in here in the second half. Recapping the beginning of this game, Champion got it first, picked up a first down, ultimately had to punt. Good stop by Alamo Heights, but on the offensive end, they go three and out, punt it back, and that's when quarterback Luke Boyers really got going, put together an 11-play drive, couple of third-down conversions, third down and short, which was big for them. They got things going, and he found Reed Cantrell into the end zone from 1 yard out after finding him twice previously on the drive at the 446 mark. Alamo Heights, they start to move it, but an interception is the answer as Lane Wood picked up the ball with 3:50 to play. It set up the Chargers in good field position, and they ultimately drove into the early part of the second quarter. Tamari Jenkins did most of the legwork on that drive, scoring from 13 yards out with 9:25 to play. The first half, 14-0. Will Wallace, his extra point, gave it a two-score lead. After Heights moved it, they got it all the way downfield, had their best drive of the football game, a 37-yard passing completion in that second quarter, as Cole Crosby was able to find a man open and get downfield. But after stopping at the 6, including a fourth down conversion, it was nothing, incomplete, and that was the end of the drive. Alamo Heights got nothing. One first down for Bernie and a punt. Heights again couldn't get things going, and that's really when the Chargers, I thought, kind of put the exclamation point on the first half. Had a long drive. They went down the field, covered 82 yards, and a 3-yard rush at the end, capped off in the Maryland eye by Bowen Fjord, his first rushing touchdown of the season, with 2:23 to play, 21-0 at that point. It looks like the half is about over, but Alamo Heights trying to throw it, throws an interception. Bowen picks it off with 2:02 to play, and shortly after that, Luke Boyers, an 18-yard scamper on third down into the end zone with a minute to play, makes it 28-0. Alamo Heights goes down the field. They get it inside the 40. The drive ends at the 18-yard line, but really didn't have much going for them offensively in that first half. Under 100 yards before the final drive to put them over, and that's where we sit here at halftime. Our 28-0, Bernie Champion leading. Our halftime show presented by Stephen Reese, Farmers Insurance. When we come back, first half stats. We're also going to check in on the scoreboard. A lot of games I know people want to know some scores about. We'll talk about that, as well as volleyball, cross country. They've been busy as well.
Yep.
We'll touch base on that here in just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company. Back with the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance halftime show next on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC. Or check them out on Facebook.
Safety in football has improved tremendously in recent years. But what happens to a young player who does suffer a catastrophic spinal injury? Texas Sports Productions supports Gridiron Heroes, who are there for athletes nationwide to make sure the transition to a new lifestyle is as smooth as possible. For nearly two decades, Gridiron Heroes has provided resources for the athletes and their families to face their new challenges. Gridiron Heroes needs your help to continue to support these young men. Find out more at gridironheroes.org.
Kendall County Abstract is a long-standing pillar of the Burney community and is proud to support its local teams. Personalized, local title service you can trust. Kendall County Abstract, 830-816-2131 or kcac.net.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
Considering a pre-owned or L-certified Lexus for your high school student? Well, consider this. North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus at Dominion have a tremendous selection of both. Every L-certified vehicle receives a rigorous inspection by our factory-trained technicians, has been thoroughly reconditioned, and is backed with an industry-best unlimited mileage warranty. Plus, each one includes roadside assistance, giving you and your new driver an extra level of assurance. Stop by either North Park Lexus location and select one for your high school student. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
You need t-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
And we welcome you back inside the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Halftime Show. Burney Champion 28, Alamo Heights 0. First half stats for you as we take a look at it. For the Chargers, 295 yards of total offense, 186 yards on the ground, 109 through the air. It was, you know, one of those you can't do a lot of wrong. There was one mishap, but it was a fumble by Jenkins in the first quarter with 2:18 to play, but ended up not really mattering as Alamo Heights would punt. Did not pick a first down after that. Was one of their two three and outs in the first half. Luke Boyer's passing, 10 of 17, 109 yards, and threw his 14th touchdown of the season, his 37th career. Was very, very good. Also had a rushing touchdown on 10 carries for 55 yards, an 18-yard score was his 14th rushing touchdown of the season. Tamari Jenkins has 100 yards at halftime, 14 carries for right on the nose of 100. He had a 13-yard score in that first half. Bowen Fjord had a 3-yard run with 2:23 to play in the first half as well for the champion Chargers. Receiving-wise, Reed Cantrell, 4 catches for 33 yards and a touchdown. Ryan Brandon had 3 catches for 26 yards. Ryan also ran it twice for 28 yards in that first half. J.C. Moreno, 2 catches for 24 yards. Tamari had a 28-yard catch on a screen pass as well. Particulars for the champion Chargers, 5 of 7 on third down, 1 of 1 on fourth down. They were penalized 3 times for 25 yards, and again, the one turnover that they have, but they are plus one in this football game so far. On the other half of the field for Alamo Heights, 129 yards of total offense, 52 yards rushing, 77 passing for their quarterback. Two of them played. Cole Crosby most of the half. He ended up going 5 of 10 for 52 yards in that first half. He threw an interception, and then actually he threw both interceptions in that first half and missed his final 8 passes of that first half, while Kobe Love came on in the final drive, and he completed 3 passes out of 8 for a total of 25 yards, no touchdowns, and no interceptions. The starting running back, George Flesher, runs 5 times for 32 yards. Quarterback Cole Crosby, 5 times for 10 yards. And then Campbell C. Ran for 1 time for a total of 10 yards in that game. The much-talked-about senior wide receiver Aaron Proctor, 5'9", 150 pounds, senior, 2 catches in that first half for 13 yards, had a few more drops, had him down for 4 drops in that first half that certainly impacted the game. Nice half by Voorhees, Bennett Voorhees, the senior, the 6'4 wideout, had a 37-yard catch and an 8-yard grab. He's got the most yards at 45 yards, but Alamo Heights just 2 of 7 on third down. They're 0 for 2 on fourth down, penalized twice in that first half officially for a total of 20 yards. 2 interceptions. Lane Wood had 1 interception for Champion. Bowen Fjord had the other. There was also a Champion fumble, but Bowen lost it. He recovered it, so it doesn't go down in the books as a whole lot. By the way, that takes the streak now plus 8 in the last 5.5 games for turnovers in favor of the Champion Chargers. At halftime from Bernie ISD Stadium, 28-0, Champion leading Alamo Heights. We'll take a look at some of those scores, talk about cross country and volleyball as they approach the state tournament. Next with Kerry right here on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Smoky Mo's Barbecue, offering up real pit-smoked barbecue smoked throughout the day. From the traditional favorites of brisket, turkey, and sausage, tender ribs, to our chalk barbecue simmered in our signature sauce. And don't forget the sides, desserts, and sweet tea as well. Stop by Smoky Mo's and pick up a family pack. Or if you need to feed the team, call us for a group pack. Visit our Bernie location at River Road and Herf Ranch Road or online at SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Those who know, eat at Smoky Mo's.
At Texas A&M University San Antonio, we understand one of the most important choices in the life of your child is the university they will choose. Founded in one of the nation's most respected university systems, A&M San Antonio puts your child first with a focus on high-impact learning with faculty who understand what it takes to be ready for the world. A student experience that encourages creativity and excellence. Small class sizes. One of the lowest four-year undergraduate tuitions in San Antonio. Internships that matter. Nearly 100 student clubs and intercollegiate athletic programs starting fall 2020. The investment in your child's future starts with A&M San Antonio. Visit BecomeAJaguar.com. That's BecomeAJaguar.com. A&M San Antonio, on a mission to change the world.
For the best high school football coverage anywhere on San Antonio TV, join Jill Jelnick and Marcus Floyd every Saturday at 6 p.m. for the Friday Night Blitz on KCWX-TV. Friday Night Blitz will bring you exclusive highlights of the best games and the best plays, and you'll hear from the players and coaches from this exciting, one-of-a-kind show. Tune in Saturdays at 6 on KCWX-TV for the Friday Night Blitz. Brought to you by Thomas J. Henry, IHOP, Six Flags Fiesta Texas, San Antonio Express News, United States Air Force, and AFFCU.
Mercedes-Benz of Bernie is a proud sponsor of Bernie ISD football and wish both teams the very best throughout the season. That's Mercedes-Benz of Bernie, located at 31445 West Interstate 10 and on the web at mbbernie.com or call 830-981-6000.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number TACLA-1785C.
Welcome back to the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance halftime show. The Champion band out there performing in the final regular season game. Again, they'll be back here next week as the first round of the playoffs gets started for the Champion Chargers. They already know who they will take on. It's Leander Glenn next Friday night. That is, what is that, Kerry? Is that Friday?
22nd.
22nd already?
No, excuse me, 15th.
Okay, 15th.
Yeah.
15th next Friday, 7 o'clock. It's a little bit earlier than usual, not the 7:30 normal start time, so 7 o'clock here at Bernie ISD Stadium. 28-0 at halftime. Bernie Champion leading Alamo Heights. Other games we're watching closely in the district that have a lot to be said for, spoken for, I should say. That Uvalde Lockhart, you know, was it going to be a low-scoring game? No. 34-31 at halftime in that football game. Are you surprised by that, Gary?
Yeah, a little bit that it's that high scoring of a game. But, you know, I don't know. A little bit, yeah.
I mean, 34-31 Uvalde, by the way.
I mean, we're not even going to – I don't know anybody's going to hit in the 30s here in the second half.
Yeah, it's interesting. And there's a lot of people that were trying to see if Uvalde could come through, make the playoffs. And, you know, they had high hopes coming into their game against Champion a few weeks ago, and it did not go very well. And it was, you know, the heavens opened up
and
poured a lot of rain on here. First time that Coach Kaiser had been a head coach, he said, in 25 years, and only played a half of football. Elsewhere, in 4A, big game in that in Division II, the Bernie High District, Lavernia Pleasanton trying to get into the playoffs. Winner goes on. Lavernia's got a 16-0 lead. Tough to figure out Pleasanton. I mean, you know, I thought they were talented.
Yeah.
They played a soft schedule, but they're looking at, again, starting the season 6-0 and missing the postseason.
Yeah, same thing last year. They went 0-4 in the district, and this year it looks like they're going to go, they're half away from going 0-4 in the district. And so, I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly all the teams that they played in non-district, but you got to get challenged in non-district. Your first test can't be your district games, so you got to have some tough non-district games, and so we'll see. They'll get a chance to do the next 2 years coming up, so we'll see what they do with those next 2 years.
Yeah, it makes it just kind of all the more. You know, I told you we'd try to keep an eye on that Leander Glenn game with Bastrop, who is playing tonight. Nothing at the moment right now. There's a couple of other games that are going on. You know, the big game in the San Antonio area. I mean, you look over in Central Catholic, Antonian, you know, that's a good one. What do you think of that game?
Yeah, that's a good rivalry game, and we've seen Antonian play, and haven't seen Central in a while, but that's always a pretty good game right there, and it's kind of rivalry week. Yesterday, Jefferson played Edison, the Thomas Bowl. You have the Salsa Bowl going on tonight.
Salsa, man, there it is.
Kennedy and Memorial, and there's all these other games, and they have different names for them, and so. It's all pretty cool. It's all part of high school football in South Texas, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was one of those deals that Central Catholic has tied the game up with Antonio, and they're tied at 14 each. Bunch of people there. That was a game that went away for a while. You know, and it looks like it is alive and well. That's another one on Texas Sports Productions. Jefferson and Edison playing earlier tonight, 20-7. That was an earlier game that was played in the San Antonio area. I think Reagan beat South San earlier tonight. The whole scoreboard show will be on a little bit later. Judson over East Central, 49-9. Judson was on top in their game tonight at last checked. By four touchdowns or more. So we'll continue to prowl the scoreboards, but right now I want to talk a little bit about volleyball and cross-country state tournament coming up this weekend for cross-country, Kerry.
Yeah, tomorrow, big state meet tomorrow, and I'll get up in the morning. I'm pretty sure the teams are down there tonight that are running since they have to run in the morning. And so Champion boys and girls are both running and both have a chance to medal and be on the medal stand. And Champion girls have a chance to win the whole thing, so... I think they would. I think it's fair to say if they don't medal, finish in the top three as a team, that they would be disappointed. And how many teams can say that? If you get fourth in the state, a lot of teams would be happy. But I think if the champion finishes fourth and out of the medals, I think they would be kind of disappointed with the year that they're having. So Bernie High has one boy running individual. Carlos Romero's running in the 4A race. And then Comfort has two girls running in the 3A race. So I'll be down there at Round Rock, up there in Round Rock. Head out in the morning, and so that'll conclude the cross-country season tomorrow. And hopefully there'll be some medals that they bring back. And in volleyball, Geneva played today for the TAP state title, and they got defeated in the finals. So they're going to get second in the state, so not a bad year.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It was a heck of a year for that group.
I'll take a silver medal, second in the state. So they're coming back with silver medals. And the good thing for them, they're a young team. They have no seniors on that team, so... That bodes well for next year when they have everybody back. And then Champion Volleyball is playing tonight, and they beat Floresville. And they're going to play in the third round. Probably will get Dripping Springs. They're looking at, maybe Canyon Lake, maybe New Braunfels area, somewhere kind of halfway. Bernie High also was playing tonight in the second round. They had a tough one, though. They were going up against Fulshear, number two team in the state, so they were going to have a tough time tonight. Have not heard on that one how that's gone. And then Comfort played last night in the second round, and they got beat by Vanderbilt Industrial in the second round at Seguin. So Deer had a good year, and they're all the volleyball teams made the playoffs. Geneva, like I said, second in the state. And so with all those sports winding up, basketball starts. Bernie High starts tomorrow. The girls have a regular season game here at the high school. And then Champion plays Tuesday at Harlan against Marshall, I believe. And then the boys start the following week. So really busy time right now, but a lot of fun. And keeps him busy and keeps me out of trouble.
I love it. That's Kerry Barbosa. Check out his column again. It's available today, Fridays, and then Tuesdays with the Bernie Star. It is halftime here at Bernie ISD Stadium, 28-0 in favor of Bernie Champion leading Alamo Heights. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. When we come back, talk some second-half changes. Keep trying to chase down some scores for you next right here on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
High school football is all about tradition, family, and Friday night spirit.
Just like Quarterman Plumbing AC, we tackle every inconvenient plumbing or AC problem with pride, tradition, and at a fair price.
Call Quarterman Plumbing and Air Conditioning at 651-5899. We're proud to be a part of a Friday night Texas tradition.
Goal!
That's the wrong football, Nigel.
Quarter Moon Plumbing and AC, 651-5899. License number M13229, TACLA 0007435E.
The Sign Then Drive event is back at North Park Volkswagen. That means zero down payment, zero security deposit, zero first month's payment, and $0 due at signing. Take advantage of low posted pricing all month long and experience Volkswagen the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kay Legato Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparkvw.com.
For J.D. Power 2019 DOE information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Bernie football fans know the place to hang out is the Dog and Pony Grill. There's great food, great drinks, and a fantastic atmosphere with live music, an outdoor basketball court, and kids' play area. Dog and Pony has it all. Join us each Monday night from 6 to 7 at the Dog and Pony Grill for the Centennial Bank Coaches Show. Each week, we will talk local football with the coaches of Bernie High, Champion, and Geneva. The Dog and Pony Grill on Main Street, just off I-10, and online at dogandponygrill.com.
And we welcome you back inside the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Halftime Show. 28-0 here at halftime. Bernie Champion in charge along with Kerry Barbosa. I'm Andrew Stossmeister. Kerry, you look at that first half, and I think a lot of things went right for the Chargers. I feel like the way that Alamo Heights gets it going is they get RoboCop out there and going. You think Peter Waller's going to show up tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to go. He is a graduate of there. Also, Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Sang, what's it, Saline? He had a bunch of hits. Saline. Yep. And did the Dudley Moore song.
There were a lot of I could I remember one song from Cross, and that was big. But I was like, I remember, you know, I always like to look around and see some things that, you know, Peter Waller actually has done a couple interviews where he's talked about going to Alamo Heights. And, you know, it's very different. There's a lot of changes that are going on at that facility. We'll talk about that more in the second half. But it's
Well, I was going to say, a lot of Spurs used to live there when they used to play down at the Alamo Dome, because that's, you know, that's right there. So that Steve Kerr, I know, had a house when he was with the Spurs. So, that's a nice neighborhood. That's the old Niners.
I almost want to feel bad for Steve Kerr, but I don't right now.
I don't either.
We're ready to go for the second half. Heights gets it first. Remember, Champion won the toss. The kick is away from Ramirez. It is angling out of bounds. It is caught at the 9-yard line by Flesher. Sideline right to the 20, up to the 25-yard line. Flag comes in.
Whoa.
And a big shot out there by Sam Dillard in on that tackle. Also, Derek Ford. And, you know, you got to worry about some chippiness, because there's some guys that are low and lowering, looking to kind of get some.
Yeah, and this rivalry is it's ladies and gentlemen, it's heated, definitely heated, and probably more heated than Heights, I think. I mean, than Tybee. I think this is. A little bit more emotional game, I think.
I think the fans are more into this game. I mean, just kind of talking to them. I mean, they're like, man, we got to get them tonight. Somebody's got to get them. Like, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't predict the game. I just watch it, like you. And it's you know, people are like, oh, what's going to happen? I was like, well, you know, things would say that. You know, champion will come out and have an advantage. Would they have a 4-touchdown lead? No, I wouldn't have told you that at halftime.
Yeah, I didn't think that either.
But let's see what happens. The quarterback in the first half was Cole Crosby. They're back to Kobe Love, who is playing right here. He turns left. He hands it off to Aaron Proctor, sweeping to his left. Proctor nowhere to go, and he is dropped in the backfield. Lost on the play by Lane Wood of 3 yards. Back at the 14-yard line. It's second and 13.
Yeah, and that penalty, that there was a flag on the kickoff return. That was against Heights, so that's why they backed up to the 16.
Thanks, partner. Appreciate it. It's you look at it with Alamo Heights. I thought they kind of got out of it mentally, really hurt themselves. By the way, the interception, one of them by Crosby. The other was by Proctor trying to throw a wide receiver pass. Second and 13. In some trouble is Love. Throws it over the middle. That one's intercepted. Garrett Menzies has got it to the 10-yard line, to the 8, as he is pulled down. As Love telegraphed his pass, third INT of the football game. And the champion Chargers will have it in the red zone on their first possession of the second half.
That's a pretty good start. And just looked like quarterback just didn't see Menzies. That was just basically just standing there in the lane. Threw it right at him, right in his chest. And, boy.
That was tough. That was not a good read out there on the play. Just plain and simple. Tamar Jenkins at running back, 100 yards in the first half. Boyer's right next to him. Luke had a solid half, 295 yards of total offense. First down and goal from the 9-yard line as Jenkins is grabbed and taken down. Nice open field tackle that time by the middle linebacker who comes up with that stop for the Heights Mules. That is Jacksonville.
Yeah, and if Veal doesn't make the stop, Jenkins is in.
Second and goal. Boyers to throw. Hit as he throws. Back corner of the end zone. Connor Lee does not get the foot down in the toe tap. Back right corner of the pylon. It is incomplete. It'll be third down and goal at the 9.
Well, and if the Chargers do score here, it makes you wonder what will be the approach for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, they're not going to come back from 35-0. And you got a game next week, and you need. What do you do with your starters?
Well, you already talked about it. Reed Cantrell not in the football game to start right now. Not sure if Reed's out there or not. Third and goal. Football right now officially is at the 8-yard line. Handoff. Tamari Jenkins slants left, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. With 10:44 to play, it only takes 3 plays, but another third down touchdown score tonight by the champion Chargers. They're up 34 on Alamo Heights.
Yeah, they're making it look easy right now. Defense is really setting up the offense. It's a couple short fields. So nice when your offense only has to go 9 yards.
Yeah, 9-yard drive set up by the interception by Garrett Menzies. That's 20 points now off of turnovers. Will Wallace has been the place kicker. Extra point try is up. It is on its way, and it is good. A great start in the second half for champion Alamo Heights. You wondered as you looked over at Coach Mike Normant. You know, he's got his hands in his pockets. He's trying to stay positive with his guys, but, you know, it's hard to do that right now. Again, we talked about it coming in, a 3-6 football team, you know, who's on the outside of the playoff picture. They needed to win and get help. And, you know, the other game that they need help in is a shootout through 24 minutes, but right now it just seems deflating for them. And, you know, you can see their fan base, a lot of people just kind of sitting there uncomfortably cold.
Yeah, and just a couple of bad throws, really. A couple of jump ball throws, just a couple of throws right to the defenders, and that's tough on an offense when you do stuff like that and you just not able to execute well tonight, and champion really taking advantage and opening up a pretty good lead here.
Tamari Jenkins, 6th 100-yard rushing game, by the way, and his 15th touchdown of the season. He's got 2 of them here tonight. George Flesher is back to receive this kick along with Aaron Proctor. Ball teed up by Wilbur Ramirez at the 40-yard line. Kicking left to right towards the south end zone. Wind is down right now. It is a high kick. It is a short kick. It'll be caught Flesher's got it at the 12, right side to the 20, comes to the middle of the field. He's got a seam to the 30, up to the 35-yard line, to midfield, down the sideline of the 40, the 30, and finally grabbed from behind by Ramirez, the kicker, at the 20-yard line. Here comes the whole sideline to greet the kicker, but don't forget about the 70-yard return that just occurred the other direction.
Wilbur's a soccer player. He's not. You don't hit guys like that in soccer, but made a good tackle, saved a touchdown. But this is going to put that shutout streak in jeopardy.
13 straight scoreless quarters. We go back and we talk about it. It's over 200 points now that have been scored by Champion in the last 13 quarters. 17 given up in the month of October to Lockhart through three quarters. First down from the 22-yard line. There's not a lot of room to run. New quarterback Chase Christensen is hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped in the backfield. He got forward about a couple yards and then taken backwards and tackled for loss back of the 26-yard line.
Yeah, that was a busted play. He was trying to hand the ball off to look like Fisher, and Fisher went one way and he went the other, and then the other way. He said, well, I got to keep this now. That's why he got stuffed for a four-yard
Sam
loss.
Sam Dillard blew it up, by the way.
Yep.
Back in the backfield. Second down, 2 minutes into this third quarter. It's 35-0. A bad snap. Christensen chases it. He's on his knees at the 41-yard line. And the Mules can't do anything right now, including getting the snap to their quarterback. Loss of 17 yards.
Well, now they're out of field goal range. And boy, I tell you, it's been a tough couple plays for the new quarterback who's, you know, had a missed handoff and then now a bad nap.
Well, realistically, and you look at it through 23 minutes, Alamo Heights had 84 yards. Yeah. They picked up 48 on the last drive, and one of those was a 20-yard, I don't want to call it a give-up run, but it was kind of like that. You know, it was a give-up run, trying to, you know, pull off a 40-yard running draw play. But now it's third down and not really manageable at all. I don't even know what this is. Third and 30?
You got to get to comfort to get first down.
I think you have to go further up the road. Might be working at Kerrville at this point. Timeout is taken by the Alamo Heights Mules. Again, the Mules coming into tonight's game. They needed to win to have a chance at the playoffs. Right now they're staring down a difficult deal. And again, you look back, I mean, you get a 78-yard kickoff return that maybe gives you a little bit of spark, Kerry Barbosa, but not so much so far.
Well, yeah, and then the first play, you have a miscommunication on the execution between the quarterback and the running back. One runs one way, the other's trying to hand off, and you lose a couple yards there. You lose four. Then you have a bad snap that knocks you back, 15 yards. And so, like I said, they were in field goal range. Not that they're going to be gone for field goals, but, at least maybe you avoid the shutout and come up with some points.
Get some confidence going.
Yeah, something to get going on the board. But now they're out of range.
Let's see what Chase Christensen can do. Third quarterback to play. Played a little bit last week. It is third down and 30. Not many plays in the playbook to be able to use there for Mike Norman's group. In his eighth year now as the head coach, Christensen to throw. Uh-oh. Falls down. Sacked at the 50-yard line. Landon Eads credited for the sack. But big fella fell over himself. We saw him before the game. He's 6'4", 220 pounds. He's a big kid. But he's not exactly the most nimble yet and hasn't grown into his body, I think, or really learned to deal with it as much yet.
Yeah, just kind of was backpedaling, lost his balance on the way back. Might have tripped over some feet that were nearby and went down at near midfield.
Not to take anything away from Landon Eads, because Landon came through there and just busted that thing up.
Yeah, it was going to be tough, even if he kept his balance, because Landon, like I said, had a steam.
Cole Crosby to punt, had a hand in his face. He's almost blocked it. Yep. Bowen Fjord stays away from it. Ball skips to the 30-yard line and will roll down right at the 21-yard line when it checks up. It'll be a 28-yard punt. There is no return. And like you mentioned to Kerry Barbosa, you start wondering now, what do you do if you're Bernie Champion? Do you say one more good drive and that's it?
Yeah. I mean, do you finish out the quarter? Do you take starters out in the fourth quarter? What do you do?
Well, Tamari Jenkins, Luke Boyers are still both out there. I know the plan is to play them both, but there was kind of the, if we're up four or five touchdowns in the third, end of the third, fourth quarter, you know, our two backs are probably going to come out of the game, get some minutes. From the 22-yard line, first and 10, throw out into the left flat, catches made at the 28-yard line and tackled right there at the 28-yard line. Good job coming up with that one by Pike, I believe, who made the grab. Be a gain of, they mark it back a few yards, so it'll be a gain of six, second and four.
Well, not sure how you're going to play it. Like you said, as far as starters, how much longer they'll go, but
If you're a coach, that's a good problem to have.
Sophomore Davis Pike with his first catch and 15th of the season here tonight. Second down, Boyers turns, throws it again out into the left flat. He's got his man. And another catch and a first down across the 33 to the 34-yard line. And that's that quick passing game as Pike again will haul it in. And as they mark him down, it looks like the 33-yard line, officially a gain of 5 yards and then a first down.
Yeah. And Champion is still in a hurry. They're not taking their foot off the gas pedal right now. They're trying to get some more points here.
They still want to have another good drive. Maybe that's what the message from Coach Kaiser is all about. Again, 33 seniors celebrated tonight on Parents Night, as it is called here at Bernie Champion. Get a chance to play here again next week. First and 10 from the 33-yard line, heading the long way as Tamari Jenkins lowers the shoulder across his left guard, Dalton Vance, up to the 35 before he is met in the middle and tackled. Maples and Alex Arnold are there. Gain of 2 yards. It'll be second and 8.
Well, I spotted Reed Cantrell, and he's wearing sandals. So unless he's going to play in sandals, he's probably not coming back.
Did he take my move? I see him over there.
Wearing sandals.
That's awesome, man. I love that. That's bad news for the Chargers, but, you know, it looks like he's done. His Boyer's on second and 8, throwing it deep. He's got Brandon running the deep post, but incomplete. Overthrew him by about 5 yards at the 30-yard line on the other half. Jaden Scott was chasing him, incomplete. And it'll be third down.
Well, think about Brandon. You got to remember, he's a sophomore, and Boyers is a senior, so they haven't had a lot of time together on the same team. So the timing sometimes is just a little off on the throws.
Nose of the football right at the 35-yard line. Brandon comes out of the game. Bring Connor Lee in to go to the right along with Tyler Clannon, whose minutes have been reduced because of the great play by Ryan Brandon. Third and 7. Boyers to throw it. Had the wide receiver pass he thought. Now he runs away to his right. Luke trying to tuck it at the 35 to the 40. And out of bounds near the marker. He needed the 43. He's spotted at the 43-yard line. That should be a gain of 7 yards and a first down. As Keith Kaiser looking over there. Tyler Clannon go, what are you doing? That was to you.
Yeah, it was to Clannon, but I think Boyers held up because I think he saw a defender right in between them, so he didn't want to make that throw. And so that's the luxury of having an athletic quarterback. He can tuck and run and get first downs.
I mean, that's beautiful by Luke Boyers, but that was a wide receiver screen like you mentioned. I think Tyler didn't run a great route. That didn't help as Boyers gets rid of it, and look out as Alamo Heights blows the play up in the backfield. Nice job by Jaden Scott coming off and tackling the man out there in the flat. That's Daniel Hochmeister, who is tackled for a loss on the play of 4 yards. It'll bring up second and 14. Clock at 6:19 and ticking here in this third quarter. 35-0 in favor of Bernie Champion. Hochmeister with his 11th catch of the season, by the way.
Paid the price on that one.
Yeah, Heights brought people. That was, you know, a wide receiver screen that really didn't work out very well. Second down. Play action, Boyers trying to step up, throws it. He's got a man crossing at the 45 up to the 49-yard line. That's, once again, Daniel Hochmeister, who is brought to the deck on the play. Mac Flynn, the tackle, but a nice pickup on second and 14. It yields 10 yards. It'll be third and 4.
Yep. Just a crossing route. He just came all the way across from that other side, and Boyers just had to wait till he got open, and he threw it, and Hochmeister, good job after that tough hit, bouncing back and making a nice play there.
2 for 2 here in the second half on third down, including a touchdown. As Boyers looks to the sideline, Jenkins is into the game. Connor Lee, Tyler Clannon to the right. That's the tight side of the formation. Got Hochmeister in the slot, and then wide left is Davis Pike. Third down and 4 yards to go, and now a timeout is taken by Keith Kaiser. We'll step aside as well. You're listening to High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company. 35-0, Champion leading on Texas Sports Productions and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Sonora Bank is a proud sponsor of Bernie ISD Athletics. With 2 convenient Bernie locations, you can count on Sonora Bank for all your banking needs. Stop in to talk to one of their friendly personal bankers or visit them online at sonorabank.com. Sonora Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jeff Hara, publisher of the Bernie Star newspaper. Check out Carrie Barbosa's area sports coverage every Tuesday and Friday in your Bernie Star. I believe it is important for you to know what's going on in your neighborhood and community, and the Bernie Star is committed to publishing hyperlocal news and information that is pertinent to your everyday life. If you would enjoy receiving a subscription of the Bernie Star, Kendall County's leading source of information, every Tuesday and Friday, call us at 830-249-2441. Thank you for supporting your local newspaper.
And we welcome you back here to Bernie ISD Stadium. The Champion Chargers have won 5 in a row, trying to make it 6 in a row tonight over their Longtime rival Alamo Heights since Champion Open. Used to be the rival with Bernie, but slid over to the Chargers pretty quickly. Third down and 4 yards to go. Nose of the football on the 49-yard line. Working left to right as Jenkins and Boyers continue to stay out there. Again, despite the 5-touchdown advantage. Play clock is at 11. As Boyers calling for it, he leans forward. Here comes Heights. They blitz with 8. Quarterback Boyers looks downfield. He's got Tamari wide open, who leaps up and makes the grab of the 30, the 20, and pulled down from behind at the 18-yard line. What an athletic catch by Tamari Jenkins for 32 yards and a Champion first down.
He had him wide open. I don't know if he's going to see him, but I was pointing at him. He saw him and makes a throw, and nice catch, like you said. If he hits him in stride, it's probably a touchdown.
I mean, I thought, yeah, exactly. If he hits him at all, he was going to score. I think Tamari was surprised as the wide receiver screen right is incomplete. Davis Pike drops the ball. There was a man right on top of him, though, Will Stetson. Incomplete. It's second down. If you're just joining us, 7-0 after one quarter Champion, but 3 touchdowns in the second, including a pair of interceptions to cash it in. There are 21 points tonight off of turnovers for the Chargers. They've got it right now at the 18-yard line of Alamo Heights, going in looking for more again. Boyers turns left, hands the ball off to Mari Jenkins, slide steps to his left and doesn't get anywhere. Rowan Irwin, the middle linebacker, a sophomore with a tackle. Good play in the middle that time by Alamo Heights. It's a loss of 2 yards. Actually, maybe a loss of 4 yards. Back to the 22-yard line. It's third and long.
And Jenkins, though, never went down. Stayed up the whole time. He was fighting. They just kind of whistled the play dead because of forward momentum being stopped.
Well, and I thought Tamari had gotten to the 20. I don't think that was the easiest of spots, but, hey, it is what it is. As Connor Lee, again, still the tight end. Mentioned it, Reed Cantrell in street clothes the rest of the game tonight. Davis Pike wide right, 2 receivers to the left, Hockmeister and Davis. Boyers to throw. He's looking to the end zone. Has a man open. Number 3, Davis Pike hauls it in, and he's got it for a touchdown. 22 yards on the score. The second passing touchdown of the night for Luke Boyers might cap his senior night, and it's a 6-touchdown advantage for the Champion Chargers.
That was a great throw, and that was a better catch by Pike. He laid out to catch that ball, and a lot of times when you lay out and you hit the ground, sometimes the ball can come loose, but he held onto that ball. The official was right on top of it. Good job. A good pass and catch that time by the Chargers.
Davis Pike's 3rd receiving touchdown of the season. It's been a few weeks since Davis has caught one in the end zone, but another perfectly thrown ball by Luke Boyers. Waiting on the extra point try as Will Wallace bangs it through the uprights, and it's 42-0. Bernie Champion leading Alamo Heights. We'll take a timeout. This is High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Start your journey at FordofBernie.com.
Get your game face on, because Ford of Bernie is ready to help you save big. Ford of Bernie is helping every buyer get in the game with big discounts, top dollar trades, and an endless selection of new Fords. We've recently been awarded one of the nation's fastest growing Ford dealerships and owe our recent success to the entire community. Thank you for the opportunity to earn your business. Go Bernie!
Start your journey at FordofBernie.com.
Hey, we welcome you back to Bernie ISD Stadium. Kind of a surprise tonight by the way this thing is gotten out of hand. The Champion Chargers have lit up their rival tonight. 42 points, nothing yet for Alamo Heights. In 15 meetings since 2004, none of them have looked like this, Gary Barbosa.
I've been at pretty much most of those, so I was trying to think back. There was one down at Alamo Heights a few years ago that was kind of lopsided, but not like this.
Now, the Chargers put 53 points in that game up. As the kick is short, caught at the 26-yard line. One of the up men got a hold of it. Looked like it was pulled in by Joe Ramirez, who's had a couple of returns tonight and taken down rather quickly on special teams. As guys looking at one another around. Connor Johnson, the tackle. But, you start looking at it for Heights, and, you look towards their head coach, Mike Norman, who's now in his 8th season. I mean, he's been there for 30-some-odd years. Nobody over there, and nobody wanted to talk about it, of course, but nobody over there has seen something like this in several seasons. I mean, losing record, staring them in the face, that has not happened since the pre-2000 days. Handoff up the middle on 1st and 10 to George Flesher to the 31-yard line. Gain of 4 yards, tackled on the play by Brant Gault, who is still out there. And we talk about it right now, Kerry. Again, you probably let your starting defense continue to play, mix and match those kind of key reserves that you want to start playing, and, you know, for the next 3.5 minutes before you make major changes. Johnson looking to throw it deep, has a man. It's up and incomplete down the right sideline of Blake Burke. Incomplete from Christensen. Coverage applied out there in the flats. Kidder and also Lane Wood are on the coverage.
Yeah, and you mentioned that all the starters are out there. They want to keep the shutout streak intact. And I would think maybe in the fourth quarter some of them are going to start coming out. But you got three and a half. So it could take the shutout streak into another quarter here.
Caleb Server is checked in. Clock at 3:29 to play. 6-touchdown lead for Bernie Champion. 3rd and 8. Christensen to throw. Hits. And down he goes. He's sacked by Lake Shara. Lake lifted him up. Landon Eads was on the bottom. A half sack to the two of them. Back to the 24-yard line. And another 3 and out. And a punt for Alamo Heights.
Yeah, Brant Gault also in there. We've called Brant's name a lot. And I tell you, Shara did the right thing. He lifted him up. That way his legs couldn't keep moving. And when your legs are off the ground, you're not going to be able to do anything. So that's when you get dropped really fast.
You know, Dad wasn't out there to talk very long tonight. Our good buddy Terry Gault, who's the AD and also the athletic trainer, and, you know, he said tonight was a bittersweet moment for him. It was quite a deal. Ooh. That punt nearly blocked. Bowen Ford's going to pick it up at midfield and roam forward about a couple of yards into the arms of Jaden Scott on the other side.
Uh-oh. There's some late stuff going on.
Yep, some pushing, some shoving, some talking. And that's what you have to be very weary about now if you're head coach Keith Kaiser. Plain and simple, because it's, you know, it's, you got the game in hand, it's chippy, and it's it looks like the night is going to be over, yeah, at least temporarily, for Luke Poyers. No reason to keep playing.
No,
really.
And like you said, the Mules are frustrated. It's been a frustrating season. They're getting embarrassed right now by the rival, so I'm sure tempers are, you know.
So unsportsmanlike, so yeah, penalties on each team that are offset. It just will. I don't think they're gonna re-kick it though. So they'll put it. They'll just have it at the 49-yard line. But you mentioned it. I mean, it's been one of those deals that, you know, the Mules. This is uncharted territory.
Yeah, I mean, and tempers are short right now just because of that. They're embarrassed. They you know, they're a proud program, and they've won a state championship within the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, 13 so, years ago they won it.
Yeah, so they have that in their history and been real good.
2006 state champions. They were picked 2nd in the preseason. That's why you don't listen to all those preseason rankings. 1st down and 10.
What does those media guys know?
Oh, gosh, those guys are fools, man. Here's a handoff on a sweep to the right side, and look at Hockmeister turn the corner. Up to the 44-yard line, gain of 7 yards on the play, it looks like, as it will become. Good job. Again, the new quarterback, Jordan Hierholzer. And I think these are valuable minutes right here for Jordan, because you never hope anything happens to your starting quarterback. That being said, you're very weary of how does your guy go if he has to come in for even a play or two.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of experience this year.
It's important for him. 2nd and 3. Handoff. Justin Edgel's a new tailback. He bursts forward for a 1st down. Still running before he runs into his own man at the 32-yard line and goes down. Gain of 13 yards and another Champion 1st down.
And, you know, talk about Jordan. We talked about this before. He's auditioning for next year. Boyer is going to graduate. Who's going to be your quarterback next year? He's throwing his hat into the ring.
Certainly a great opportunity. And, again, you know, I see it so much. It's that one play where somebody ends up having to go out. If that's a 3rd down play where you have to throw it, you want to have confidence. 1st down and 10 from the 32-yard line. Handoff to Justin Edgel, and Edgel gets behind Tyler Pettigrew and Chance Cooper. A couple of backup linemen and pushes forward for 4 yards up to the 29-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and 6. Clock at 1:50 and ticking here in this 3rd quarter. 42-0 our score. 7-0 after 1, 28-0 at half. 2 touchdowns here in the 3rd quarter for Champion. Cashed in 1 interception and then had to, you know, a short drive of the 9-yard line. I mean, Alamo Heights really has struggled offensively, averaging 300-plus coming in, but different quarterback scenarios have not helped them. Shotgun snap to Hierholzer, who gets it out to the left flat and has Daniel Hockmeister dragging at the 25-yard line. 2 flags come in. Oh. Guys are hitting each other late after the whistle again, and we'll check and see. It is a gain right now of 5 yards.
Yeah, let's see what they call it. Two flags came out. Two officials threw the flag at the same, basically the same spot out there.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be on Champion.
I thought there were two people pushing. I think, you know, if you want to call unsportsmanlike, you know, it was on both sides, and that's what they call on the Chargers. Keith Kaiser is jetting over there to the sideline.
He's coming out.
This is exactly why. That's Andrew Crank, the senior, saying, come on now.
He's coming out.
So wipe off that gain. It becomes third down. How about the offense tonight? I think I've got them down at 8 for 10 on third downs.
That's impressive.
I mean, that's really, really good. Jordan Hierholzer, see if they get him a chance to let it rip. Clock is ticking at 60 seconds right now. Hierholzer on third and 18. Throwing it deep down the right sideline on the wheel route. It's underthrown. It's up and broken up on the play. Out of the arms that time by Harrison Flume. And it's a great job, the offensive guy turning around for Bernie Champion. Tyler Klan, I think, going up and making sure that wasn't going to be caught.
Yeah, they kind of reversed roles. The defender kind of became the receiver. And then the receiver ended up being the defensive guy trying to make a tackle.
Carson Kaiser on to punt. You know, I talked to Coach about this, and he doesn't like to punt it very often here ever on this side of the field. But I feel like if you have a guy that can, you know, practice this, maybe you learn that, okay, if we get to the 50 or maybe the 45-yard line, that we can pin a team inside the 10-yard line. You know, a lot of teams, you know, I think we're seeing it more and more that 6A and some of those higher class 5A teams can do it. As Carson practices the punt, and it would have been a good one. It would have been inside the 20 at least.
Well, the play clock got down to zero. So. Well,
and that's wise. I mean, I think that's what you do too. You take another 5-yard penalty and back Carson up a little bit more. And give him a second effort at this punt. And, you know, Dad over there on the sideline offering a couple of words of encouragement. You know, you said tonight, couldn't believe it was week 11. You know, the season's gone so fast. Should ask Coach about that. And Carson, he's like, good golly, man, his sophomore season's almost over.
Hey, I remember when Carson was in middle school and his dad had the job. And when he was in elementary as a little kid running around as the ball boy. I remember those years.
It's crazy to see how that's grown. Coach Kaiser made Dave Parker feel pretty old because, you know, Coach Parker coached him.
He is old, though.
Yeah, well, he's like, you know, Carson wasn't even around in those days. Here's a good end-over-end kick by Carson. It rolls inside the 10. That's how you do it, young man. Boot that ball inside the 10-yard line and down it at the 7. There is a penalty flag back at the line of scrimmage, but you don't do it better than that. That was a great punt by Carson Kaiser. Find this way. It's 37 yards right now if it stands. If.
Yeah, let's see. The flag came out at about the 45, so near the line of scrimmage.
Defensive holding is the call, so it will mark this thing down.
So what they can do, half the distance because it was.
Yeah. But again, 37-yard punt. You know, maybe that's, you're like, that's not very much. No, that's a great punt when you're punting at the 45 on the opponent's side.
Yeah.
You can't get a lot closer than that. And at this level, that's a weapon, man. That is a huge thing to have. We've got 42 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. Not close right now tonight between the Alamo Heights Mules and the Champion Chargers in their 15th meeting. Heights has the edge, but not lately. They've lost four of the last five, but they did win the last time here. Not going to happen right now tonight. Oh. Is a handoff at the 2-yard line goes for zero. Another good stick defensively out there by the Chargers. Looked like Willis Fracho.
Yeah, Fracho standing there, and the running back ran right into him.
Flesher came in and said, can I come through? And Fracho said, not today, sir.
No, we're going to the ground right now.
Man, that's another negative play for Alamo Heights. Chase Christensen playing QB. 14 seconds left. Doesn't have to snap it. Let's see if he does. He's looking to the sideline. And
I wouldn't.
I mean, there's a lot of people over there, and you're going, hey, because Bernie Champion is not blitzing, but they are bringing four. And now Christensen's walking to the sideline saying, that's enough. Quarter number three is ended. The Champion Chargers add two touchdowns to their lead. They've got 42. Alamo Heights looking for their first points. They've got 97 yards in front of them on second down and 10 coming up next. This is High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
Since 1934, Centennial Bank has been cultivating ambitions across the great state of Texas. From the Panhandle and Lubbock to Austin and the Hill Country, our bankers are here to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. We understand, appreciate, and deliver community bank mentality with national bank capacity. Visit our banking center at 1689 River Road and experience the Centennial Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Enroll at Northwest Vista College, ranked as the best community college in Texas by bestcolleges.com. Hi, my name is Rick Baser, the president of this outstanding college. Our faculty and staff are here to help you change your life, cross the finish line, and achieve your goals, whatever they may be. You will get to meet amazing people and have extraordinary experiences. Our goal is to help you accomplish your dreams and finish strong. Learn more at alamo.edu/NVC.
And we welcome you back here to Bernie ISD Stadium along with Kerry Barbosa. I'm Andrew Stossmeister. 42-0, Bernie champion leading Alamo Heights, who has it at their own 3-yard line. Their quarterback, Chase Christensen, the junior, is in his own end zone. Third quarterback to play tonight. Will offset a running back. Second down and 10, I beg your pardon. Throw by Christensen left side at the 10-yard line. Falling down, making the grab is Bennett Voorhees for the catch. It'll be a catch of 6 yards. They'll bring up 3rd down and 4. And, you know, you look at it for Heights. Now you're playing your last quarter of football this season. See how they approach it.
And we got some substitutions coming in and out for the Chargers. Bringing them in little by little, 2 or 3 at a time.
We'll try to let you know who exactly they are. As Christensen already has mentioned on the other side for Heights, trying to play some QB from his own 9, 3rd down and 4. Swing pass to the right, has a man in the flat. Catch is made by Proctor, and he's down at the 4-yard line, and Proctor is down and slow to get up, and he throws the football in disgust. And, you know, he has yet to pick up a penalty flag, and Coach Kaiser's saying, come on now, throw the flag. Like, come on, that's just not – that's not okay. That's letting a kid get away with something. I completely agree with him. You have to throw the flag there.
They're just letting them being frustrated. But remember this drive, because of that holding penalty, backed them up to the 3. So right now they only got 1 yard on that whole drive. So right now they're looking at the punter standing about 3 inches from the back of the end zone.
Aaron Proctor's had a poor game in his own regard. Bad snap. Kick is away. Good job by Cole Crosby to get it out there. Got a new guy back to return. That's Will Purcell who's back. Will stays away from it. As that's going to be down right there at the 41-yard line, 36 yards on that kick. And the champion Chargers will have it with 10:42 to play. Lockhart and Uvalde continue to go back and forth. Uvalde, I think, just scored. They're up by a touchdown again. Each team has scored in the third quarter. Again, the winner of that game gets in.
Yeah,
so that's an interesting deal as it works out. Medina Valley and Tybee playing tonight. We didn't have a score on that one, right?
No, I checked, and nobody in the booth had it up there over there.
Got to get on those people. We got to see, like, hey, what's going on? Don't forget next week, fans, Bernie Champion already knows who they're playing next week. They'll get Leander Glenn, school out on the northwest side of Austin. New school had opened 3 years ago. Playoff team a year ago, won in the first round, finished, believe they were the second place team.
Boy, this is tough for the Mules.
Man, they got another 15-yard personal foul penalty, and I wonder if that's a give back or not.
Well, I think of that one drive where they went backwards on every play, ended up 26 yards and losses on 3 plays, and that's just kind of how it's gone tonight for the Mules. That's why they have no points.
Well, and I think we've kind of stayed away from those penalty flags for them, but it's been ugly. I mean, they just kind of come unglued at the seams. Justin Edgel, who has run a lot this season, instead waits as the handoff that time goes to Gavin Stefik, the senior, getting a carry here tonight. And, you know, the nice part about this for Champion is, A, you're resting people, but, B, you got to play more seniors tonight on senior night.
Yeah, and the starters got enough in. It wasn't quite the full game, but they got enough in, I think, to knock off any kind of rust that might have been lingering.
Yeah, feel pretty good about it. They got a few more guys with some jerseys on. There's a few more bodies out there. Sierholzer to throw, looking over the middle, has Tyler Clannon, but overshoots him in the end zone. Incomplete, or beg your pardon, Daniel Hockmeister. It'll be 3rd down. 10:06 to play here in this fourth quarter, and it is a surprise. You look up at the scoreboard, 42-0. Alamo Heights had right at 120 yards at halftime, right at 129. They have gone backwards in the second half. You know, I'm not going to keep continuing to follow it a lot further than that, but they're minus
22 yards here in the second half. Third and 11 for the Chargers. Hierholzer throwing end zone left, has a man.
A
it's
push.
Caught, but out of bounds. Tyler Wright grabs it. That's a PI. It's not going to be called, though, I think, based on the situation. Incomplete. And I look at this now. The one thing that I thought was missing was I would love to try a field goal somewhere of 40 yards tonight.
Yeah, just see what range your kicker
just
has.
Just to see what he can do.
Under pressure, yes.
I mean, this, you know, there's not a great amount of pressure right here, but, I mean, this is a 44-yard field goal try, about. It's in that neighborhood. A little bit closer, 43 probably, 42. 42 if you put it down at that spot. But Hierholzer stays out there. They'll go for it. Champion with it is Jordan. Drops it, picks it up, throws it back sort of the screen, and incomplete of Connor Lee. And two guys are getting held.
Well, and they had linemen about 10 yards downfield as well.
Although both officials saw the same thing. Yeah. I love the consistency.
Yeah, well, he had linemen that were almost caught the ball down the field.
That was just a little too far. And you know how you run those screens is your center is in charge. You snap the ball. You wait 2 seconds. You say go. It's kind of how those middle screens work, and they're widely effective. That's for certain. But, you know, all things considered, it is what it is. Alamo Heights will get it back. Chargers on their way to their sixth straight victory. I look back at this, Kerry, and I swear, 5 points is the difference right now between a perfect season.
Yeah, 5 points and a one-legged quarterback in that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And
that's,
three touchdowns that weren't touchdowns that really were touchdowns.
And you don't get greedy. I mean, you know, it's that would have been – I think that would be an exciting matchup to see again.
What is Heights doing here?
Heights doesn't have the right amount of people out there. They're in the wrong place. Again, a guy that doesn't play a lot of quarterback, Chris Christensen on first and 10, hands the ball off right at the middle, and it's going to be a positive run to the 34-yard line. It'll be a pickup of 9. Tackle made out there on the play. A time by the linebacker. That's Garrett Menzies.
Well, shutout streak's at 14, and so that's really the only thing the Chargers are playing for at this point.
Penalty flag procedure on Alamo Heights, and I think Mike Norman, who doesn't have a lot of hair up top to begin with, is losing more of it tonight. And, you know, I feel bad for Mike. You know, he's a good guy. They've coached really well there in that building, and, you know, Coach Kaiser has a lot of respect for him. You know, it's healthy between those guys. You know, there's some other people that it's not as clean with, but – I think you just look at it, Kerry, and you kind of go, man, with as long as he has been there, 30-plus years, I think this might be the worst season that they have had. And it's not because, you know, they've had some injuries that have happened. Is a second down carry goes for 7 yards. It'll be a first down up the middle that time for Alamo Heights. But you just look at him and you kind of go, you don't know how it got away from him in some ways, other than you look down and you say, okay, 4 games at 7 points each, you win one. I mean, that's really the way it is. Is Christensen to throw, nowhere to go as he gets hit, loads it out, and it's incomplete. Coverage applied by Tiernan White. Tiernan's getting to play some right now, and we'll continue to let you know the new Chargers that are out there. Walker Butler is into the secondary along with Hunter Fleming.
Tiernan White also out there, and you know, football is a game of inches, and sometimes you win those close ones, and you win them. Sometimes you lose them, but when you lose a bunch in a row, that's tough.
Yeah, it just becomes difficult. Heights in danger of losing their third straight. Look, they got a big run, though, here out to the right side on second and 10, and a good quality run from George Flesher, the starting tailback, who had a nice run in that first half, gets all the way down to the 35-yard line on the other side, and you put that together. And that works out pretty well for 24 yards.
Yeah, and again, basically the only thing, champions, can they extend the shutout streak to 15? That's basically what you're playing for at this point.
Yeah, absolutely the case. I beg your pardon, that's 31 yards on that pickup. This time right of the middle for 1. Great job coming off the edge that time by Barrett Stewart. Gain of 1 yard. It's 2nd and 9. If you're just joining us, it was 28-0 at halftime in favor of Champion. 2 early touchdowns. Giving the Mules no hope early on. And, again, turnovers tonight. 3 of them in total by Alamo Heights that have allowed the Chargers to cash in 21 points. 2nd and 9, handoff up the middle.
Oh.
And a nice wrangle tackle by Nick Elam, another senior getting some minutes. It's a gain of 1 yard somehow. And it'll be 3rd down and 8.
He wrapped him up pretty good. And you talk about those early scores by the Chargers. you know, when you're a team that's struggling and the team does it to you, then that doubt creeps back in, you know. I think that's
here we go again.
Yeah, you could just see the body language by the mules on that.
Mentality's pretty bad. Here's a screen set up as Christensen gets knocked down and nowhere to go on that wide receiver screen that was caught by Joe Ramirez and quickly taken down right there in the middle of that defense by Connor Johnson, who led the charge. It's a loss of two. Fourth down. Clock is ticking at 6:05, 6:04 to play. Chargers by six touchdowns tonight.
Well, you know, Alamo Heights, that's where they filmed Johnny B. Goode with Michael Anthony Hall. That's where they filmed the football scenes.
Man, that's an old movie.
Yep, back in the
80s. Great reference, man. I like that.
Grass Field.
Yeah. You know, they're doing a lot of renovations to that stadium. Fourth down and nine. Tell you in a moment after the play is Christensen chucks it deep. What a good job. I think that would have been illegal touching. It was incomplete of the intended wide receiver, Campbell C., who started to the 20, was forced out of bounds by Tiernan White and then came back in and tried to catch it. Would have been the first man to get it. It's incomplete, and it'll be a turnover on downs. But, you know, you talk about Alamo Heights. They're redoing everything, so they're not even going to play a home game next year. They're tearing out all their stands. They're rebuilding it. They're going to have a brand-new press box. And while that place is very historic and cool, they're due for an upgrade.
Well, they just redid the press box not that long ago, within the last 10 years, because it was really showing its age. And then they redid some stuff. But, yeah, there's room to do it.
Bryce Cool, who's into the game, gets licked. Ball is free. It's picked up by Alamo Heights. And, end zone. Touchdown. Heights has scored. Garrett Whitaker with 5:15 to play gets into the end zone. And Alamo Heights has their first celebration of the night on the fumble recovery of 31 yards.
Well, here's the thing. Technically, the defense is going to say that wasn't on us because we weren't out there. So that's technically not a score on the touchdown. Or the touchdown's not a score on the defense.
Well, and I'm sure that's one of those, you know, all right, for pride reasons that hurt you. Yeah. In all reality, it has no impact. It's a nice thing, I'm sure, for Heist to say, finally, all right, we're going to run our flags across the end zone for the first time. And, you know, it's been a deal for them as they're trying so hard to get everybody set on a PAT. Is Mike Normand, you know, he's got himself a challenge ahead. And, you know, things have kind of slid the last few years. You lose a great quarterback who goes on to play college football last year. You know, you have to move on, and Colby Love becomes the guy as the procedure penalty out there is. I don't know if Coach Kizer has declined it. He might be. I mean, Alamo Heights just doesn't look like they know what they're doing tonight. And that's, you know, you understand it's a lot of young men that are. It's been a long season. You know, you weigh this with school. There's a lot of things in there, but this is a team that's very discombobulated. Got some issues there. Extra point try is up. And it is good. That's a good job over there by Fog Bean, who comes up with the PAT. 5:15 to play. We're in the fourth quarter. Alamo Heights at least gets onto the scoreboard to make it 42-7. But I think this is uncharted waters for not just Coach Normand and his staff, but I think a lot of the fans that are sitting up there in the seats going, what happened? I mean, this is weird. Plain and simple, I mean, this is a team that, you know, they still had hopes of coming in and making a chance at the playoffs, but now at the last three, almost four games, they've thrown 12 interceptions. That's not going to help you. Inconsistent play at the quarterback position. Everybody on the offensive line was brand new. You'll bring back one of them next year, two of them next season. But, I mean, a losing record at Alamo Heights, I mean, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah, just a tough year, and, you know, you hope they rebuild and just wonder if maybe changing demographics near that downtown area is affecting them and the enrollment. They don't look like they have a really big team as far as the numbers.
Yeah, they're much smaller than usual.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that I've noticed from when they played at home. You know, I think they've started to ripping up the stands because they knew they wouldn't get a home game if they could make the playoffs. That was a lighter hope coming into tonight. Not the case. Again, Champion was playing for a fair catch. Ryan Brandon is back inside his own 10, and Wisely with a fair catch. And, you know, that just shows up to me the great difference in this game. That's a no play. Nothing happens. But Ryan Brandon, who is taking one other kickoff in this season, has the awareness knowing that his guys up front are playing for an onside kick to go back there and call for a fair catch while Alamo Heights was struggling to just get a PAT up.
Yeah, he was probably told, we're not returning punts or kickoffs, so yeah. Don't do it.
No reason. Yeah. From the 25-yard line, first down and 10, and exciting now. You get to watch starting the third-string guy play some quarterback. Run will go off to the left side for the champion Chargers. Again, Justin Edgel still playing, but how cool for Brian Cool. I know he doesn't feel good about giving up that fumble on that first play he played, but the senior has meant so much to this team. And, you know, talking with him a little bit and the guys, they speak so highly of him. They love him as a good character guy, even though he knows he's probably not going to play.
Yeah, I remember him as a sophomore when they brought him up, and he ended up playing in that game, in a playoff game a couple years ago.
I think he had knee problems on that right side. As Edgel handoff up the middle with 4:26 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. Champion by 35, but, I mean, you know that your options are limited. This is your last home game in the regular season. You know, you keep saying that. It's nice you know you get to play here next week, but there's no guarantee that Brian's ever going to get to hit the field again.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's nice for guys like that to come out there. You know, Gavin Stefik has played some tonight on the offensive side. I mean, Tyler Pettigrew, a backup lineman, Andrew Crank, another senior. Those are nice moments that they'll stick with you a long time into life going forward. 30-yard, Cool out of the shotgun, runs the play clock down to 4. Some of the fans exiting. Big shout-out to them for braving it out. It's cold. Handoff up the middle for 2 yards. It'll be a first down, and Champion does only has to run a couple more plays if they want to. But, you know, that's the deal that you look at it coming in, where you have so many seniors, 33 of them tonight being honored. Obviously, 33 of them don't play.
Right.
And they've gotten a chance to get out there and spend some time tonight, Kerry.
Yeah, and this is why they want to score, because they put as much time in as the starters do. they put as much time in the weight room. And so when they get out there, they want to score. They want to have fun. They want to contribute and do what they can.
Well, seniors, last I checked, don't play on the JV level still.
No.
I mean, you know, so this is where they're at as they get some time. As Cool completes a pass out into the left flat. Now it's ruled an incomplete pass to fellow senior Tyler Clannon. Incomplete. Second down will stop the clock at 2:58 to play. Stick around for the pick and pull postgame show. See if, Kerry, you feeling good, like you can go talk to Coach Kaiser tonight?
Yep, I think we'll do that.
We'll have some comments from him and our player of the game. You know, offensively, another big game once again for quarterback Luke Boyers. Over 200 yards of total offense for him. It's kind of become his MO. Tamari Jenkins over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game. Is Cool hands the ball off for a few yards to Justin Edgel. It'll be a gain officially of 4 yards. It'll bring up third down. But, you know, this one got out of hand pretty close to halftime. A couple of interceptions late that were both cashed in that first half. And then after a 28-0 lead at halftime, Champion scores on their first drive of the second half. I'll be on third down. But they get in from 9 yards out. Tamari Jenkins runs it into the end zone. And, you know, that's kind of what basically sealed the deal. They added another 22-yard score from Pike and Luke Boyers. Handoff here on third down and 7 to go, and not much room there to run for Gavin Stefik. Give the senior the ball, and Coach Kaiser's looking on saying, hey, run it all the way down, take a timeout.
Yeah, and I'm assuming they'll punt, and maybe they'll just run it and give it back. I think they're going to take a timeout, though, the way Kaiser's standing a couple feet onto the field.
Right there next to the official. About what he wants to do, but you know the Chargers haven't done very much wrong. I mean, you could say, all right, your third string guys, you fumble it, fine. Doesn't, you know, it happens sometimes. You know, the lights are big, and you know, I tell you, to be a third teamer on most teams, you don't play varsity, but maybe one game a year. These guys have actually gotten their moments in the last 4 weeks, and
yeah,
you know, that's good. That's good for them.
They've all played at least a quarter, if not more, in the last 4 weeks.
Timeout with 96 seconds to play, 42-7. We're back in 30 seconds on TexasSportsProductions.com and Bernie Radio 103.9.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
Soda Pops and Sugar Shack have something yummy for everyone. An unforgettable step back into time. Old school burger joint, ice cream parlor, and arcade. Soda Pops Patio Grill and Bar and Sugar Shack at 103 North Main Street in Burney.
Kendall County Abstract is a long-standing pillar of the Burney community and is proud to support its local teams. Personalized, local title service you can trust. Kendall County Abstract, 830-816-2131 or kcac.net.
Hey, we welcome you back here to Burney ISD Stadium, waning seconds with 82 seconds to play. Carson Kaiser punts the ball away for just 23 yards, a smaller punt for Carson. Give Heights the ball one final time as their 2019 season is about to conclude. Champion about to pick up their ninth victory and sixth in a row. They will play Leander Glenn next week. We'll talk about that on our pick and pull postgame show coming up here in just a little bit. First down and 10 as Chase Christensen has played quarterback in the last little bit. Instead, they give it to their senior up the middle, and a fumble lost by Joe Moreno, recovered by Champion. That is Reed Cool, who is on top of it. Turnover on downs with 69 seconds left. Fans are grabbing the blankets, and some of the Heights folks, I mean, you think, you know, they're not happy, and they have good reason. It's been a tough night for them. It's been a tough season for Alamo Heights. About to fall to 3-7, and right now is Cool is deep. Brian, he'll take a couple of knees, and that'll just about do it. What an answer tonight from Burney Champion. You know, we wondered, they don't have a lot to play for. Playing for pride, not playing for anything beyond that. Well, tonight they were ready to go. They were excited, and Charger players now starting to scream a little bit and celebrate rivalry win. And really, folks, they ran away with this one pretty quickly. It's much earlier than usual. It's a weird, weird deal the way this thing has gone. And for the Heights Mules, they've got their offseason program starting a little bit early. Just the second time they will miss the playoffs in recent memory. Certainly in the last, I believe, as I was told, the last 15 years. One more knee is going to do it. Both teams see if there's any shaking of hands going on as they'll line up. And not much going on as Alamo Heights didn't want to shake hands with the players of Burney Champion at the line of scrimmage. That will do it. 42-7, the final score between Burney Champion and Alamo Heights. The Chargers have won six in a row. They finished the regular season 9-1, 6-1 in district play. Alamo Heights' season is over. They're 3-7. They finished the season 3-4. In district play. Next week, Burney Champion takes on Leander Glenn at 7 o'clock right back here at the Burney ISD Stadium. We'll talk about the postseason and have some comments from Coach Kaiser coming up here in just a little bit. This is High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company. Back with the Pick and Pull postgame show next on TexasSportsProductions.com and Burney Radio 103.9.
Kendall County Abstract is a long-standing pillar of the Burney community and is proud to support its local teams. Personalized, local title service you can trust. Kendall County Abstract, 830-816-2131 or kcac.net.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 100 Americans die each day in traffic crashes, and more than 6,000 per day are injured. The top causes continue to be drunk driving, speeding, and distracted driving. If you were injured in a crash, you may be entitled to recover damages, including medical costs and lost wages. Call Thomas J. Henry,
210-656-1000, San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas.
The revolution is coming this October. Training will never be the same at D1 Training. Their mission is to be the place for the athlete, beginner or pro.
Young or old, they define athlete as anyone dedicated to their sport or fitness. D1 will offer customized, state-of-the-art equipment, professional coaches, sports science-backed programs, and a supportive environment where all are welcome. You pick the goal, D1 will help you get there. Learn more at D1training.com. Coming soon to Bernie.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
No trick plays, no bad calls. The Ford of Bernie playbook is built on teamwork, commitment, and game-winning drives. Before you get sacked by another dealer, come see Ford of Bernie and get treated like a champ with a hometown deal from your hometown team. Now, let's dig deep and finish strong. Go Bernie! Start your journey at
FordofBernie.com. And we welcome you back inside the Pick and Pull postgame show. It's a happy one here tonight for Bernie ISD Stadium. The champion Chargers win at 42-7. Andrew Stossmeister back. As, you know, this one got out of hand fairly quickly. Certainly surprising. I mean, you look at Alamo Heights, I know they've had a tough year. Rivalry games, that stuff doesn't matter. But the Chargers have their best or largest margin of victory over the Mules. Going back, at least talking to the folks I did real quick, is the widest margin in 7 years. The last time that it happened, as the Chargers win for the fifth time in six meetings against Alamo Heights, as they get their first win at home since Heights since 2014, as they win it 42-7. And, you know, you go back and kind of run down the list of things, how it went down. Chargers played well early on, and, you know, not surprising for them, but you wondered, with not a lot to play for tonight other than pride, and the Mules had everything to gain, you know, trying to get into the playoffs. And Heights came out and really struggled. Three and out to open the game. Chargers, an 11-play drive to go down the field and score 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, including a turnover on their next drive where they were starting to move it a little bit. But Heights couldn't do much with it. And that's when things really started to spiral a little bit on them. Lane Wood picked off his first interception of the season, and ultimately the Chargers got their second score with 9:25 left, a 13-yard touchdown run by Tamari, one of his two on the night. And the Chargers never looked back. They cashed in again late in the quarter off another interception with 2:23 left. Bowen Fjord on the Maryland eye goes in for the rushing touchdown. Bowen getting some more carries in the later couple games here of the season on the offense. And then the next turnover, with a minute left, Luke Boyers, 18-yard scamper right up the middle, scores on third down. It's 28-0, and that was about it for the Heights Mules. They just didn't get anything going. You think they get the ball first in the second half, interception right away. Tamari Jenkins, 8-yard score. Also, Luke Boyers adds a 22-yard pass in that second half. In the second half of the third quarter with 4:02 left, and that was the scoring for Bernie champion. Starters really came out in large part after that. A fumble recovery in the fourth quarter with 5:15 left after Brian Cool dropped the ball and didn't get it in. It was recovered and taken to the end zone for the score by Alamo Heights' Garrett Whitaker that got points. Extra point was up and good. 5:15 left. That is the scoring of this football game. 42-7, the final. Champion defeats Alamo Heights. They improved to 9-1 on the season. The Mules, their year is over. They're finished 3-7. Champion Chargers have a game next week. We're going to talk about that on our post-game show presented tonight by Pick and Pull. But first, a quick timeout. We've got some stats for you, and we will check on a couple of the other games that are going on as well as comments from Keith Kaiser. He'll be up to chat with Kerry in just a couple of minutes. This is High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company on TexasSportsProductions.com.
It's high school football time, and John Wayne is right in the middle of the action. At the end of this game, one of the players will be chosen as the John Wayne Player of the Game. Go to JohnWayne.com right now and vote for the player who you think will win. Pick the correct player, and you'll win an awesome John Wayne Player of the Game hat.
And just for playing, you'll have a chance to win the John Wayne $10,000 home makeover package,
including air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical.
Don't fumble. Go to johnwayne.com and vote before the end of this game.
Smoky Mo's Barbecue, offering up real pit-smoked barbecue smoked throughout the day. From the traditional favorites of brisket, turkey, and sausage, tender ribs, to our chalk barbecue simmered in our signature sauce. And don't forget the sides, desserts, and sweet tea as well. Stop by Smoky Mo's and pick up a family pack. Or if you need to feed the team, call us for a group pack. Visit our Bernie location at River Road and Herf Ranch Road or online at SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Those who know, eat at Smoky Mo's.
If you're looking for high school sports coverage that leaps off the page, turn to the San Antonio Express News. The Express News brings you front row coverage on local sporting events with emotion-filled photographs, the latest scores, sports news, columns, headlines, and more. You'll fully experience the high school sports scene with the San Antonio Express News. Subscribe today at expressnews.com.
Both North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus of Dominion have earned the prestigious Elite of Lexus Award every year in business. That's 23 straight years of excellence for North Park Lexus of San Antonio. Visit either North Park Lexus location and test drive the completely redesigned 2019 ES350, featuring a modern, elegant design with a lower, more aggressive stance. Choose from a powerful yet fuel-efficient hybrid or a 350-horsepower V6, or for the first time ever, an F-Sport model. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
And we welcome you back inside the Pick and Pull postgame show from Bernie ISD Stadium. The Chargers defeat Alamo Heights 42-7. Our postgame show, again, is presented tonight by Pick and Pull. Final stats for you that we've got. Big thanks again to our guys covering the broadcast with stats as well. They help us out. The Chargers, 72 plays tonight, 421 total yards of offense. Alamo Heights, 51 plays, 178 yards. Not the greatest with math. That's less than 60 yards total for Alamo Heights, though. In the second half, they had four turnovers in the football game, and we talked about it. How big was it? Third down. That was massive in this game. Champion, when it was really counting, they were doing pretty darn good. But when their starters checked out, they were 8 for 10. They finished 8 of 17 for the football game. Alamo Heights, just 2 of 11. They were 0 for 3 on third down. Bernie Champion did not go for it on fourth down with their starters out there. They were 1 for 1 the time that it happened. Again, 72 plays, 421 yards, 5 penalties for 45 yards, 2 fumbles at the end. One of them lost that goes back and ultimately is returned for a touchdown on the other side for Alamo Heights, their lone points of the game. They had one fumble in the game that was lost, 4 total turnovers, 3 interceptions. Lane Wood had one, Bowen Fjord, and Garrett Menzies for the champion Chargers here in their regular season finale. Passing, Luke Boyers tonight, 16 of 27, 192 yards. He had 2 touchdowns in the football game. He ran the ball 10 times for 71 yards. That's pretty darn good. Luke, over 260 yards. That's about at his average coming in for total touchdowns. Tamari Jenkins, 18 carries for 109 yards. And 2 touchdowns tonight. Ryan Brandon had a couple of carries, as did Justin Edgel, 6 carries for 31 yards. The Mules struggled again, as we mentioned, offensively to get going here tonight. 3 guys played quarterbacks. Proctor threw an interception. Love threw an interception. And Crosby, 5 of 13 for 52 yards and a pick. Love, 3 of 9 for 23 yards and a pick in the football game as well. A couple more for the Mules running. Flesher ran 14 times for 86 yards for Alamo Heights. Those are the final stats that we have for you. Right now, let's go ahead and name our player of the game presented tonight by John Wayne Service Company and Smoky Mo's Barbecue. We'll go with Tamari Jenkins. Tamari had a great game. Once again, it just seems like, you know, Tamari really kind of separated and made things that much easier on this football team. Again, he finishes in the football game in total with 18 carries, 109 yards, and 2 scores. He also had 2 catches, by the way, in the football game for a total of 60 yards. Tamari Jenkins, senior running back on senior night, named our John Wayne Service Company player of the game. We've got Coach Kaiser on the other side
of this timeout on TexasSportsProductions.com, Bernie Radio 103.9.
Recognition is so important. Nothing is more appreciated by employees, athletes, teammates, and coaches than recognition of their contributions and hard work. Awards Mart features recognition items of all types, including trophies, plaques, clocks, watches, belt buckles, corporate award jewelry, and crystal and glass items. Awards Mart will beat the competition in pricing and quality. Awards Mart at 4831 Whirlwind Drive between Starlight Terrace and the I-35 and 410 interchange. Call 655-4848 Awards Mart.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
And we welcome you back inside the Pick and Pull postgame show from a happy stadium here in Bernie ISD Stadium. Andrew Stassmeister, Kerry Barbosa back. 42-7, the victory. Kerry got a chance to catch up with head coach Keith Kaiser.
Guys, it was a shutout, but the shutout streak, I think it was 14, and it probably should have been 15. But if that's your worst problem, that's not a bad way, you know, to have a game, to take a shutout in three quarters, and then they get a fluke touchdown at the end.
Yeah, it is, and you know, that's just, you know, the part of it, and you know, I'm frustrated and I'm not at the same time. I mean, I hate it for our defense. They played so well, and you know, and that sometimes that's just part of the game, and then you got to pick yourself back up and move on.
Well, you're kind of surprised at the score. I'm kind of surprised that, you know, that it was 42-0, and really you probably could have had, you know, 60 if you wanted. I hadn't seen them play this year, so I didn't know what you were expecting. But are you kind of surprised that it got so lopsided so quick?
You know, it's and they've gone through some big injuries this year on some really key players, and that kind of limited what, and you know, we saw that on film, and we were able to kind of go against some of the stuff on that film, because you know, without some of, and we'd be the same way if we didn't have some players, it'd look different.
Yeah. Well, and I thought the quick start kind of took away their hope. You could kind of see their body language change a little, put some doubt in their minds. I thought that quick start really kind of got you guys, you know, looking good right away.
Yeah, and they tried the double pass, or, you know, they tried a little trick play on us, and we talked to our kids because we felt like, you know, their backs are against the wall. They had to try anything they could, and, you know, we ended up getting an interception off it, which was a great job by our kids of not, you know, taking the bait on that. You know, I thought our kids flew around and did some great things. You know, the only big run plays they had is when we went to some prevent stuff on long yardage. So I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah, well, he didn't have too much to be too worried about tonight. It was fun to chat. Great job there, Kerry, talking with Coach Kaiser as the Chargers win it tonight, 42-7. They're 9-1, and you know, it was kind of a weird game, like you said. I mean, it was surprising, Kerry, the way this thing went down. It didn't seem like it was going to get out of hand the way it did, but sometimes that's just the way the game goes.
Yeah, and apparently the Mules are really beat up this year, and so they've struggled. And you know, one of the things the coach and I talked about was, were you worried about rust? You know, because you guys hadn't played basically a whole game in about a month. And he said, no, not really, because our practices are pretty good and we're pretty intense, so I wasn't worried about that. And they didn't really show any rust. You know, they had one turnover, was probably the only bad thing that they did, at fumble. And then at the end they had another fumble that gave them the score. But other than that, you know, they played pretty solid football except for maybe two plays. So I would think you got to be happy going into the playoff game with a game like this under your belt.
Yeah, you feel good about it. It's certainly the case. The Chargers, let's talk about them next week, is they will get a chance to take on Leander Glenn. This is a brand-new school that pops up in an area. Start getting out towards Lake Travis, that area. I mean, there's good football players out there. And, you know, they've got another team that's in the playoffs. You know, not a lot known about them other than they looked like they were going to finish 6-4. They were winning in their game is what I'd heard against Bastrop earlier tonight. But that's a talented football team on that side that'll be here at Bernie ISD Stadium next Friday the 15th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and don't know a whole lot about them. They don't have a long history. They're only, you know, 3 or 4 years old ever, so don't have a lot of film to look at from years past and all that. But, you know, that area they draw from, that's a lot of talent in that area. So, you know, they're decent, and, you know, there's good talent out there, just like those Judson schools when you get Wagner and Veterans Memorial. Those are good teams, good players, and so they'll be ready. I'll be ready to play.
I do have 1 ounce of good news for if we have some Heights fans that are listening. I appreciate you hanging with us. Lockhart won tonight, so had Heights won anyway.
Wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah. They wouldn't have been able to get into the playoffs, at least as we understand it, but that's not the way it went down. 42-7, the final. Bernie Champion defeats their rival in Alamo Heights. We got some information as well on the Bernie playoff game, I do believe, Mr. Barbosa, about the Bernie Greyhounds. Looks like they're not going to have to go far after all.
No, and they're playing a team that's willing to travel 5 hours and play in the Alamo Dome next Friday. It looks like 7 o'clock in the Alamo Dome. Greyhounds are going to host Hidalgo, and so one Bernie team will be here, and they'll be in San Antonio. So we'll be at one of them. Not sure which one we're going to get sent to, but either way, we don't have a long drive either way, so that's nice.
Yeah, it certainly is a big thing. So the final scores that we were talking about, another team that punched the playoff ticket, Lavernia gets into the postseason just on the end as Pleasanton scored 24-21 the final in that one, and Lockhart over Uvalde 45-41. At this time, and you know, I think it was, you know, Medina Valley. It's like, are they gonna, you know, get in? There was some worry about that with where they were at, but it turns out that Medina Valley is gonna go in as a 3 seed. Lockhart goes in as a 4 seed. Champion is 2, and Tyvee. What a way the regular season finishes out, wouldn't you think, partner?
Yeah, you look at the preseason polls. I don't know anybody would have had those 4 teams. You would, of course, probably have Champion and Tyvee up there, but I think most would probably would add Heights in there as well.
Yep.
And maybe Medina Valley. They were a playoff team last year, so I would think some.
That's a big deal for them with their new coach. Tyvee won tonight, by the way, 35-14. So that's how that all went down. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. It's going to be a lot of fun. We do hope you'll stick with us right here on Texas Sports Production and Birding Radio 103.9. Again, we'll have some notes about everything and playoffs that are going on very soon. Be sure to check your social media. As always, check out Kerry. We'll have that information as well. It'll be in the paper on the Bernie Star on Tuesday. You can read the column. He'll be writing about the cross-country state championships and hopefully talking about some volleyball teams, maybe looking at state tournament, right?
Yep, got a whole lot going on. You got basketball starting this weekend, state cross-country. You got the volleyball playoffs, so you got football games. So a lot going on. Geneva won tonight. Comfort won tonight. So a lot going on. All of that will be in Tuesday's paper.
Get some sleep, buddy. He's Bernie. He's the Bernie man. I mean, he is that. He's Kerry Barbosa. I'm Andrew Stossmeister. Saying goodnight tonight here from Bernie ISD Stadium. The champion Chargers win their 6th in a row and improved to 9-1 on the season. They finished district play 6-1. Alamo Heights season concludes at 3-7. They finished the year 3-4 in district play. Final score tonight, 42 for the Chargers, 7 for the visiting Mules. You've been listening to High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company on TexasSportsProductions.com and Burning Radio 103.9.
Thank you for listening to High School Football presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions. This broadcast has been brought to you by Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, Kalig Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Quarter Moon Plumbing, Branded Tees, Gridiron Heroes, San Antonio Express News, Fiesta Texas, Awards Mart, Friday Night Blitz, Altex Computers and Electronics, Texas A&M, San Antonio, High School Football Showcase, and by Stephen Reese, Farmers Insurance. Also brought to you by these Bernie area supporters: Smoky Mo's Barbecue, Sonora Bank, and Sierra Buick GMC, D1 Training, The Dog and Pony Grill, Kendall County Abstract, Mercedes-Benz of Bernie, Oak Hills Pest Control, Methodist Bernie Emergency Center, Soda Pops Cafe, Centennial Bank, and Ford of Bernie. For an archive of this broadcast, log on to TexasSportsProductions.com. Texas's leader in play-by-play sports coverage. The executive producer of high school football on TexasSportsProductions.com is Bobby Stotzenberger.